I listen to it a lot when I'm outside.
Yes.
And I'm absorbing nature, yes. And it helps.
You're
I don't
want
to go off. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go off the beaten path too much with it. But yes, I do like those types of readings.
Agreed.
Because I think at this stage of my life, and I think a lot of those guys that you just saw on your screen right there, they have a lot of pressure.
So
and it's hard because you're constantly thinking about all of these factors and you're trying to continue to stay present in your own self.
Focus on what you can control. So I am a little bit concerned as the Nuggets have a 2-0 series lead. Obviously, they look to be in the driver's seat right now. Tonight, they're catching 5.5 at the Lakers. The reason I brought up those motivational quotes, the reason I had Dan play those clips for you here, I think it is a kink in the armor that they are acknowledging what other people are saying right now.
It's fair.
You just talked about how as you've progressed in your career, you don't look at what people say about you anymore. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't help you. It doesn't hurt. Like, it's irrelevant.
It's true.
The fact that they won game two, they took command of the Western Conference Finals. They're so close, two more wins away from getting over the hump here, and the first thing they want to do is say, everyone doubted us, and talk about everyone outside of their locker room. I love turning a negative into a positive, right? Take negative talks. And I don't mind saying it behind closed doors. I don't mind thinking it and using it to motivate you. God knows I've done it a million times to motivate myself when someone says something bad about me. But to acknowledge it publicly, like almost unprovoked, that you all said the Lakers, everyone's talking about the Lakers, I don't like the mental makeup that represents for the Nuggets. What say you?
I agree with your overall assessment of that situation. I think the one thing I will give the Nuggets and anyone else that does this the benefit of the doubt with, I don't know if that's what they need in order to get up. I've never been a professional athlete, sadly. Unfortunately.
I actually looked at you, and that's actually what I thought you did previously.
If I did.
When you said Merrill Lynch, I was shocked.
If I wasn't doing this.
I thought you were Merrill Kelly.
I wish. Well, he's making a lot of money to be very bad at his job. I wish I could do that
mid-Merrill.
In my life. I wish. And no, not. I didn't mean to bring Merrill Kelly, shaming Merrill Kelly into this. I think the part about what we see every day with these athletes that we as normal human beings can't fathom. If I had to get up in front of a room full of people and explain myself every single day, the cameras were on and the microphone is on, mm-hmm. and I do that every day, but I get to talk at
and not about
people.
You.
Yes, I get to talk about other things. I get to talk at you. I get to explain how I'm going through my day, my process, my bets, etc. Whereas the athletes and the coaches, they are getting at. They are the ones on the receiving end, which initially they get and I know this because I used to be an SID for college athletics. I used to train athletes on how to respond to the media. It is a very defensive feeling. You are sitting in a chair.
Reactive.
The lights are on you. You are being asked all of these questions. All of the reporters are trying to get the scoop so they could get the headline and they could get the attention and all that stuff. I understand. I've been on that side of it. It's stressful for them to not offend the athletes. But I think there's a point of defensiveness that it's us against the world that I respect in a locker room. And so I agree that it doesn't help. For example, I bet if you asked Coach Malone or Jamal Murray, is it helping you, really helping you, raising your game to talk about what other people are saying? No. But it's their rallying cry right now. Obviously,
sure.
That's the message in their locker room, and that's the message that they want to convey to the media. I agree it doesn't help them, and it's probably taking up brain space that could be better used for other things. But I'm assuming, based off of the consistency of the message, that's what's being talked about in their locker room, and they're just trying to pass that along to the fans and the viewers.
Totally fair. I just would feel more comfortable as someone who has a 13-1 ticket on them. Now, Grant, I also have the Lakers, so like
they're
I'm sitting
in good shape, by the way.
So yeah, right now, I mean, the Nuggets
they're in pretty good shape even without this little interview, situation.
But the Nuggets are your favorite now to win the finals.
Yeah, they're odds on to win the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, lay $1.50.
Imagine a Nuggets Heat final.
Adam Silver might lose his job.
He'll be fine.
That's why I'm on the Lakers tonight, by the way. I'm laying that 5.5. You can lock that in right now.
Yeah.
But I'll just close it out with this. I would rather them subscribe to this quote that I found. I don't care what you think about me. I don't think about you at all. Coco Chanel.
I was going to say, wasn't there a line in Mad Men that was similar to that?
Oh,
where John Hamm was in the elevator after a meeting, and
yes,
one of the guys
yes
walks in. He's like, I don't even think about you at all.
Yeah,
he's like, and the guy ripped him. He's like, I hate you. I can't stand you, this and that. And John Hamm's like, I don't even think about you at all.
No, that's what bosses do. That's 100% what bosses do. If you're a boss, you literally, you move, and everyone just kind of is around you. You just do your thing.
Fantastic show. I love Mad Men, by the way. Absolutely,
you know,
fantastic show.
It's a show I waited a very
–
I didn't watch until the pandemic.
Yeah,
and I was actually really sad when it ended, when I couldn't watch any more apps.
John Hamm nails it. He absolutely nails it.
Was this close to not being an actor anymore before that role?
I didn't know that.
Very huge, huge sports fan. Huge sports
fan. That I knew. I think to tie it all up with a bow, I think the Nuggets are, even though they are definitely the chip is on their shoulder.
Yeah.
I think that's who they are. And if that's who they are as a team, if they relate to that identity, we love being undervalued.
Yes.
If that's their rallying cry, and as long as the message is consistent, I think it's fair.
I get what you're saying. I totally get. I would just prefer them to be like, look, irrelevant to what people think, just continue to highlight what's within them. Like,
yeah,
this is what we do great.
They're,
this is why we believe in us.
Off. I'd be pissed off, too, because Nikola Jokic is having a historic season, and we're not talking about him enough.
No, but by the way, they're not the underdog. They're the far better team to the Lakers,
far
player for
better
player
team.
So I
deeper,
get,
stronger.
I get they wish that they were being talked about like the Lakers, but the point of the matter is,
they'll get talked about a lot pretty soon when they win the title.
Win the championship, and people will talk about you all offseason.
There you go.
We'll get inside the minds of the Lakers and inside that locker room. Michael Duarte joins us next here on VSiN Live Bet Saturday. I'm Justin Sweetelson. He's Jared Smith.
The dollar is becoming weaker. Other countries are lessening its value. And what will happen in the long run? China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Iran are moving away from pricing and trading in U.S. dollars. Precious metals have global value. It's why so many countries own so much of it. If you've been on the fence about buying gold and silver, now is the time to make the call. Gold and silver can be a protection for your portfolio, but can also be used as currency. And I think we may need both soon. Now is the time to call the Oxford Gold Group and just hear what they have to say. The phone call is free. Securing your IRA and 401k with real gold and silver is a portfolio protection plan, and Oxford Gold has made it easy. One app, one call, and you pick your precious metals. That's it. You'll own real precious metals just like that. Call Oxford Gold Group today and ask about exclusive free bonus opportunities, too. Call 833-899-GOLD. That's 833-899-GOLD. 833-899-GOLD.
Before they lift Lord Stanley's Cup, make sure you check out VSiN's coverage of the NHL playoffs. Tune into the VSiN Hockey Betting Podcast with Andy McNeil and Danny Burke as they break down every game, providing expert analysis and proven strategies. Stay ahead of the game with VSiN's NHL playoff coverage, including daily articles, betting tools, and exclusive NHL betting splits. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe.
Welcome to Basketball Illuminati. I am Tom Haberstroh.
I'm Amin Alhassan.
I'm your producer, Anthony Mays.
We're the podcast that uncovers the truth and takes you into the real story.
One that mainstream media doesn't want you to know about.
Have you ever wondered if the lottery was rigged? Or did Tim Donaghy really fix games?
How did LeBron cramp up in the finals? They turn off the air conditioning?
We've got all those answers for you. Basketball Illuminati, Basketball Illuminati, Basketball Illuminati. Say it three times to keep the third eye open.
This is JT for Grimaldi's Pizzeria, coal-fired brick oven pizza, a must-have for anyone craving great pizza. Locations at Boca Park, the Palazzo, South Rainbow, and Green Valley. Learn more at GrimaldisPizzeria.com.
News 3 takes on the task of investigating our school system.
Parents, students, staff, do you believe that the district is doing enough to keep everyone safe in the classroom?
Crisis in the classroom, from overcrowding to COVID-19, from school safety to staff shortages.
News 3 will dig deeper into the crisis in the classroom and hold school leaders accountable.
And we want to hear from you. Go to news3lv.com, send us your tip or story idea, and watch Crisis in the Classroom on News 3 Live at 6, leading the way in Las Vegas.
stay locked in with all your favorite Raider Nation radio shows from anywhere.
We're committed to doing whatever it takes to win on and off the field.
Listen live anytime on the Raiders app or on lvsportsnetwork.com.
Subscribe.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page, where if you jumped on it this morning, you got two winners from Jared Smith today on the Your Fees. Sort the picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check out top experts, the leaderboard, ROI, and who is red hot. Sign up now for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Well, we've delayed the lead here on the show. There's been so much happening here on this great Saturday. I'm Dustin Sweetelson. He's Jared Smith. We have to get in to the Western Conference Finals as it shifts back to Hollywood. And to do so, bringing in Michael Duarte from NBC in L.A. to help us break down the game, checking in live from Crypto Arena. Michael, thanks so much for doing this. I know it's been a crazy time for you. Coming off the two losses at Ball Arena for the Lake Show, what do you expect the vibe to be, or what has the vibe been around this Lakers team as they return home today for game two or game three?
Yeah, Dustin. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Long time no see. I mean, we're about 20, 25 minutes before tip-off, and I can already feel the atmosphere and electricity here in the arena. I have not headed out to the court, but I'll do that once I jump off the call with you. But a Saturday night in L.A. at Crypto.com Arena, or, you know, the arena formerly known as Staples Center, the Stapler, as I used to call it, Friday, Saturday nights, even in the regular season, it is a star-studded affair. It is not just a sporting event, but like a club-like atmosphere, like where you go to be seen. We're talking who's who of the sports industry, the entertainment industry, CEOs, moguls. Elon Musk is expected to be here again tonight.
Is Jack there?
I mean,
do we know Jack?
I haven't seen Jack yet, but I have a feeling he'll be here because he's been now coming to all the home games the deeper
Yeah, he's
goes.
Back in
I
now.
Expect to
oh,
see
he's invested.
Jack.
I love it.
Yeah, I expect to see. He's vested again. He's back in now that this team is got Russell Westbrook off of it, I suppose, and he's actually making a run here. So I expect this place to be loud. I expect it to be star-studded with all the celebrities, everyone sitting courtside ready to go. And so I expect the Lakers to come out and feed off that energy, to come play with urgency and focus and be locked in from the jump. And I'm looking at the line here at -5.5. I like the Lakers to cover that tonight just because this is a must-win game for them. You don't want to go down 3-0 on your home court.
Mm. You know, the only celebs not there tonight are us.
That's what I was thinking.
You know? Maybe we get a ticket for game four. So, Michael, I do think this is a very different Lakers team than maybe the team that departed for Denver a few days ago and lost both games. I think the confidence of the last round is obviously dissipated. Backs against the wall. They were kind of feeling themselves a little bit after that Warriors series. They dethroned the defending champs. Very exciting. Maybe it's not the same Warriors team. That's fair. But now the vibe is very different. They go to Denver. They get knocked around a little bit. I know they covered in the last game, but it was still a pretty decisive win in game one for the Nuggets, and they followed that up with a win in game two. Now, again, you get this situation where they're a favorite. They're supposed to beat the best team in the Western Conference. Are the expectations, do you think, a little too high tonight? You said you're betting with the Lakers. You're laying the five. Is that a worrisome bet? Do you feel overly confident that this is going to be a decisive Lakers win? Or is this Nuggets team just too deep, too strong, and we're gonna be in for another dogfight tonight?
It's an interesting thing that you talk about there, Jared. And yeah, you know, we got to get you tickets to game four by out here so you guys can sit courtside.
I'm there.
Know, with the,
with I'll
the
be there.
And Bad Bunny and all those.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Those are my guys.
To your point, you know, these series in the playoffs, and LeBron actually used this analogy, kind of like a video game analogy, the old arcade games we all used to play in the late 80s. You know, it's like a level up, right? You defeat the first level and the first boss. You level up to the next level of the game and the second boss. And as you go and as you know, it gets harder and harder. It's almost like Mike Tyson punch out until you're fighting Tyson at the end there. And they're not quite there yet with the finals. Maybe Jimmy Butler is the Tyson by the way things look in the East. But right now, the two-time MVP in Joker, Nikola Jokic, looks like that Tyson boss, the number one seed in the West, the highest seed still remaining in the playoffs. And the funny thing is, like I said, series are about matchups. And in the first two series, you had a Grizzlies team that had absolutely no depth in the front court with Steven Adams and Jared Clark out. So, like, the Lakers were able to attack the paint and go through AD and win that series. Same kind of thing in the Warriors. Real no front court presence, a team that likes.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball, and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's 11-time Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
A beautiful evening in Salt Lake City, and we appreciate you joining us. The Aviators, Oakland's AAA team, taking on the home team, Salt Lake Bees. They are aligned with the Angels, and so far, Salt Lake's won 3 out of 4 in the series. The Aviators trying to get back with a second victory behind right-hander Zach Neal, who was just activated on the active roster with James Kaprielian, who was supposed to start today, being called up by Oakland. So Zach Neal, no record, a 5.56 ERA, opposed by right-hander Jake Lee, 0-1 with a 5.56 ERA also. Identical ERAs for the two starting pitchers going into this evening. Our very special guest, former Major League player and manager and a whole lot more, Bobby Valentine. That conversation next right after this.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keto, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming the Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Our pregame guest needs no introduction. He's got one of the most amazing and complete baseball resumes, Mr. Bobby Valentine, former player, former manager, you name it. Bobby, let's start off with, first of all, something that happened before you even really got into baseball. You were part of the opening ceremony of the 1964 World's Fair.
Oh my God.
In New York. What do you remember about that?
You did your homework. Good call. Well, you know, I was a ballroom dance champion. I won an international dancing championship at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami, Florida. Oh my God, when I was 14, and our dance troupe got to dance at the opening of the New York Pavilion of the New York World's Fair in 1964. And we did the Viennese Waltz to Moon River. All right? So everyone could kind of go back and figure out what that was all about.
Tremendous. Also, later on, you had a chance to room for a while, at least with Tony Conigliaro. Most fans know about the beaning, but very few guys know, people know about Tony as a guy and as a teammate.
Yeah, he was a special person. You know, he cared about other people. He wanted to always share his experience. Crazy thing is, in 1970, I got beamed. I was lucky enough to have a great doctor who took care of me, and he had a good doctor that took care of him, but he always had that nightmare, that reoccurring nightmare. And, you know, the ball kind of slows down. It takes about a quarter of a turn, and then it hits you in the face. And we were in the Arizona Instructional League, or spring training with the Padres, I guess it was, and we laid in bed and talked about that for a while. And I turned mine into a happy face, and he turned his into a not so happy face. It's kind of weird.
How did your struggles with adversity, particularly those that were related to these several serious injuries that you had, help you as a manager when dealing with young players?
Well, you know, it's important, I think, to understand the top of the bench and the bottom of the bench, understand the 26th guy and understanding the number one starter opening day. And so, you know, the fact that I was kind of the third place hitter and the all-star projection and all that garbage at a play as a player, then I broke my leg and I became the 26th man. I could have empathy, an understanding of what they're going through, and an understanding that I cared about them, you know. And players at all levels, you probably heard it before, but players don't care what you know until they know that you care. And they'll test you to see if you truly care. And that's what makes that bond.
Bobby Valentine joining us. Bobby, you were the manager of one of, my own humble opinion, one of the grittiest and most resilient teams, the 1999 New York Mets, that came just that close to going to the series and came just a little bit short. What do you remember about that?
I think it might have been my favorite team, even though I don't do favorites. Just a great group of guys, all-stars and gold glove winners around the infield, contact pitchers. I had guys on the team who were strike breakers and were considered scabs who unified finally with the union members. I had guys who were number one draft choices and guys who weren't even drafted, and picked a few guys from a couple other teams, like John Olerud, who was such a spectacular guy and spectacular player that he was just the glue to that 99 team, along with Mike Piazza, of course, who, you know, went on to the Hall of Fame. So it was a cool team where our defense was our prideful thing. We were shifting, you know, in 1999. Oh, shifting, really? Well, we would run into our shifts and everyone would say we were crazy, or it was Bobby Valentine crazy. It's actually something that helped our defense. And, you know, the camaraderie, losing game six in Atlanta was the craziest and worst loss of my life. We had a team down 0-3, and we're coming back and win two, go to Atlanta, winning the game, give up two leads, and then finally lose it on a bases-loaded walk by a kid that was a 19-year-old pitcher with me and with the Texas Rangers as a starter, and now he's pitching out of the bullpen with me 20 years later. Yeah, who was that? Do you remember? Because you're a great Met fan.
I'm trying to remember.
And he was a starter, and he pitched a no-hitter for the Yankees, and he had a great pickoff move, and he was from Plant City, Florida.
Al Leiter?
No, Al was on that team. Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Okay, not the singer, but the left-hander.
That's right.
And he walked Andrew Jones with the bases loaded on a 3-2 count, and it was as tough a loss as I ever experienced. Yeah.
You played for Tommy Lasorda when you were a teenager in the minors. What were some of the things about Tommy that might have rubbed off on you a little bit as you grew up and then developed and became a manager yourself?
Well, I was just telling you, one of my best friends was the clubhouse guy in 1968 in Ogden, Utah, because Tommy Lasorda and his dad were friends. And he was 17 years old and I was 18 years old, and we became friends. Well, that guy later became the clubhouse manager in Texas for 30 years, and three of his sons are in baseball. One is the vice president of San Francisco Giants, one is the equipment manager of the Atlanta Braves, and one is the general manager of the LA Angels. So I'm proud that Tommy was so big a part of my life and everything that's happened to me. We never played, he was never my coach or manager in the big leagues. A regret that I had. I got traded the year he got to the big leagues as a third base coach in 1973. And if I kept my mouth shut, I probably could have been around there a little longer.
Bob, it's a pleasure. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for letting me talk.
Bobby Valentine joining us. Starting lineups coming up next from Salt Lake right after this.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Your Las Vegas Aviators will be back at home May 30th, and there's something great going on every single game. Check it out. Tuesday, May 30th, your Aviators become Reyes de Plata. Wednesday, the 31st, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday, June 1st, $2 beer night. Friday the 2nd, free fanny pack night. Saturday the 3rd, it's Margaritaville night. So come get your free sun hat. Aviators Baseball. Easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and baseball. You know, life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
All right, welcome back. Starting lineup for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, Oakland's AAA team under Fran Reardon, 20 wins and 23 losses. They're 1-3 so far in this six-game series, leading off the designated hitter, Trenton Brooks. Batting second, third baseman, Jonah Bride. Hitting third, the catcher, Tyler Soderstrom. The cleanup man, left fielder, Cody Thomas. Batting fifth at second base, Zach Geloff. In the sixth spot, center fielder, Connor Capel. Batting seventh at first base, Dermis Garcia. Hitting eighth at shortstop, Tyler Wade. And batting ninth in right field, Max Schumann. On the mound, righty Zach Neal. No record in three games for Las Vegas. A 5.56 ERA, his first game since being sent back by Oakland. The leadoff man for the Salt Lake Bees, the Angels' AAA team under manager Keith Johnson with 19 wins and 24 losses. Shortstop David Fletcher. Hitting second, the right fielder Joe Adell. In the third spot, first baseman Jake Lamb. Hitting cleanup, the second baseman Michael Stefanik. Batting fifth, the designated hitter Preston Palmeiro. In the sixth spot, left fielder Jordan Adams. Batting seventh in center field, Jared Oliva. Hitting eighth and catching, Mabrys Viloria. And batting ninth at third base, Jack Lopez. On the mound, righty Jake Lee. 0-1 in eight starts with a 5.56 ERA, which mirrors the ERA of tonight's Las Vegas starter, Zach Neal. That's the pregame show. Back with the first pitch of the game from Salt Lake next, right after this.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
Your Las Vegas Aviators will be back at home May 30th, and there's something great going on every single game. Check it out. Tuesday, May 30th, your Aviators become Reyes de Plata. Wednesday, the 31st, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday, June 1st, $2 beer night. Friday, the 2nd, free fanny pack night. Saturday, the 3rd, it's Margaritaville night. So come get your free sun hat. Aviators baseball. Easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and baseball. You know, life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
This is Cody Thomas with the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate certainly Bobby Valentine joining us in the pregame show, and a special treat to have him. He's now with the Angels front office circulating, and Salt Lake takes the field, military appreciation, the theme of the evening. So they've got the appropriate color dark green tops and the snow white pants and the kind of army greenish hats as well, special for the occasion. According to the Salt Lake Bees Media Relations Department, they're expecting approximately 10,000 fans tonight with the promotion and the beautiful weather. I mean, it's just been spectacular the whole time we've been here. It is a little hazy because of fires north of here, way north up in Canada, and the prevailing winds have provided the area with some of those smoke particles. But the Wasatch Mountain Range is still looking extremely beautiful off in the distance as we get set to go in this one. So Las Vegas really needs a win, as they lost 3 out of 4 to a team that is one game behind it in the standings now. We'll get into the standings in a little bit. But first, I want to tell you about Jake Lee, tonight's starter for the Salt Lake Bees. Jake Lee, against Las Vegas, has been the Colton Eastman of the Salt Lake rotation. What do I mean? It seems like every time Eastman takes them out for Las Vegas, his team makes errors behind him, and he gives up unearned runs. Jake Lee has made 2 starts against Las Vegas this year. He has given up 7 runs in 7 1/3 innings. None of them earned. Not one of them. In one game, the Bees made 1 critical error, leading to 3 unearned runs. And in another game, the Bees made 4 errors, leading to 4 more unearned runs, all with Jake Lee on the mound. Here is leadoff man Trenton Brooks, and Lee's first pitch is outside, ball 1-1-0. We're underway. Lee in 8 starts, 0-1 with a 5.56 ERA. Trenton Brooks leading off for Las Vegas at 3.31, 8 homers, 27 batted in. He takes a fastball for a strike at 88 miles an hour. It is 1-1. Jake Trenton Brooks now facing Jake Lee, the 1-1. Off speed, down and away, 2-1. Lee is 6'4", 215 pounds, 27 years old. He'll be 28 on June 30th from Highland, Michigan, and went to Oakland University. Not in Oakland, California, but in Oakland, Michigan. Pitches outside, 3-1. The Angels drafted him in 2018 out of college. And with Salt Lake last year, he was 0-2 with an ERA about 5.8. Trenton Brooks takes ball 4. Fastball at 90 that missed. And the walk is how this game begins. Jonah Bride coming up. Salt Lake in the field. Jake Lamb at first. The second baseman, Mike Stefanik. Shortstop, David Fletcher. And at third base, Jack Lopez.
Jordan Adams in left, Jared Oliva in center, over in right, Joe Adele, and Mabrys Viloria catching for Jake Lee. Here's Jonah Bride, the pitch. Fastball is inside, ball one at 89 miles an hour. 1-0. Jonah Bride's been a hot hitter. He's kicked his average up from the 220s up to 266 entering this game. 5 homers and 22 batted in. In this series, he is 4 for 10. Throw to first base and Brooks back in there. Jonah's hit safely in 5 of his last 6 games. Batting second, playing third base tonight for the Aviators, who are in their gray road jerseys with the orange names and numerals on the back. Here's the look and the 1-0. That breaking ball is a strike. 1-1. Louis Krupa is the plate umpire. Brandy Rosenberg, the first base ump, the crew chief, and at third base, Tyler Jones, the 3 umpires for tonight's contest. Righty on righty, wind blowing out to center. The stretch by Lee, a throw to first. It's in the dirt. Brooks back safely. And Lamb couldn't handle the low throw. Actually went off his glove before it hit the ground. Brooks has 3 steals without being caught. 1-1 on Jonah Bride. There's a line drive in the center for a base hit. In to pick it up on 2 hops is Oliva. He sails it in toward third. Brooks goes to second and stops there. And the Aviators trying to stir the pot early. First and second, nobody out for Tyler Soderstrom now. Lee, big righty. 4-seam fastball, anywhere from 90 to 93. Slider, overhand curve, and a changeup. Here's Soderstrom. He looks at a strike, 0-1. Shadows have covered the right side of the diamond, extending out to medium depth right field. But from the right field corner all the way around to the left field corner, bright sunshine still. Fastball up and away at 92. 1 ball and 1 strike on Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom opens up the game at 278 with 8 homers and 30 batted in. Leads the team in doubles with 13. Tyler, 8 out of 19. Cody is short lead at first. Jake Lamb holds him on. Jake Lee from the stretch position and the pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. He went for a high pitch at 93. 0-1. Get off. 283 average. 3 homers and 15 batted in. Zach having a pretty good series. 6 out of 13. Thomas off first with 2 outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss again. Another fastball up and in. That was at 90 miles an hour. 0-2. These two teams split a 6-game series in Las Vegas back in mid-April. Lee was the starter in Game 1 and Game 6, first game in the finale for Salt Lake. There's a nice breaking ball swung on a miss, 85-mile-an-hour slider. Got Geloff, and the inning is over, but Las Vegas scratches for a run on 2 hits. No errors, 1 left. At the end of half an inning of play, Las Vegas 1, Salt Lake against Zach Neal coming up.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball baseball and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Strike three, you're up.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome back, friends. We're in Salt Lake. Russ Langer here. Mild temperatures got up to the mid-80s today, cooling a bit now in the Salt Lake area. Breeze, light breeze generally blowing out to center. Zachary Sheridan Neal, N-E-A-L. Zach, 34 years old, big league time with the Dodgers. And also over in Japan is where he pitched. There's a strike sinker ball got in there, 0-1 to David Fletcher. 1-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the first. Neal's first game back from Oakland. He pitched briefly up there, and now he's back down. The 0-1 to Fletcher, and he takes it a little outside. 1-1. Fletcher hitting .304 in 92 at-bats. No homers and 12 batted in, but he's going nuts in this series. 10 out of 14 in this series. Swings at a fastball, fouls it back, 1-2. Toward the end of last night's game, the Aviators finally were able to have a little success. Adam Aller struck him out twice on sliders. Here's the 1-2. Big curveball popped up on the right side of the diamond. Dermis Garcia making the call, and the first baseman makes the catch on the grass just to the first base side of the mound. One out. And Joe Adell comes up. Las Vegas defensively for Game 5 at his six-game series. Dermis Garcia at first. Zach Geloff at second. Tyler Wade at short. Jonah Bride at third. Cody Thomas in left. Connor Capel out in center. Max Schumann around in right. Tyler Soderstrom is catching. There's a strike in the outside corner to Joe Adell. 0-1. Adell, 292. The league leader with 15 home runs, 37 batted in. That last pitch is being challenged by Adell. But it is a strike. You're seeing it on the big graphic. So each team with three unsuccessful challenges when you the ABS system, and that's one down for Salt Lake. They've got two left. They were unsuccessful with that challenge. Pitch is high, 1-1 on Adell. Adell 6 out of 16 in this series of the home run. Zach Neal's first game against Salt Lake this year. There's a high foul off to the right out of play, breaking ball at 79 miles an hour. It is 1-2. Neal went to Flower Mound High School in Flower Mound, Texas. He went to three colleges, Sam Houston State, Howard College, and the University of Oklahoma, Sooners. He played baseball in all three schools. That fastball's outside, 2-2. The Marlins chose Neal in the 17th round of the 2010 draft. Got as high as AA Jacksonville, pitching well. But then Oakland signed him to a minor league deal going into the 2013 season. 2-2 on Joe Adell here. Went to AA Midland, had a decent year, and ultimately went to Sacramento. Breaking ball is outside, 3-2. Sacramento was still an Oakland affiliate then. He pitched well. And the following year, the Oakland affiliation shifted from Sacramento to Nashville, and Neal split time between Nashville and AA Midland, winning 10 games. Ground ball down the third baseline, grabbed behind the bag by Bride. Go to first, they get him by a step and a half. Good play by Bride. He was 7 or 8 feet behind the bag on the chalk. Strong throw across to Garcia. Two outs for Jake Lamb. Neal was called up to the majors for the first time
in May of 2016. In fact, it's almost the exact anniversary. It was May 11th. There's a strike on one to Lamb. May 11, 2016. He was a solid contributor to Oakland. 24 games, 6 spot starts, 2-4 with 2 saves. There's a fly ball to left toward the corner, racing over Cody Thomas on the run, and Cody makes a backhand catch about 5 feet into fair territory. And so Jake Lamb hitting 167 flies out to the left field line. Nice play by Cody Thomas. And Zach Neal works a 1-2-3 first inning for the Las Vegas Aviators. After 1, Las Vegas 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right. Go to the top of the second. 1-0 here in Salt Lake in favor of the Las Vegas Aviators. Jake Lee allowed a run in the first inning when Trenton Brooks walked, took second on a single, took third in a double play ground ball, and scored in a line drive single right by Cody Thomas. Connor Capel leads off, takes a pitch low. Ball one. Capel's 12th game since being sent down by Oakland. He's hitting 279. No homers, 5 batted in. Takes a strike. 1-1. Connor's played well in every series, but in this one, he's been scuffling, just 1-for-13 in this series, the 1-1. Fastball strike in the knees, 1-2. Trenton Brooks was commenting to me before the game about what a good place it is to hit here. Here's the 1-2. A slow bouncer to the right of second. Back in about a second baseman, Stefanik. Long throw to first in time. Stefanik made a good play going to his right on that bounding ball. Clubbed it. Was just to the right of second when he's able to plant his feet and make that throw. One out. Here's Garcia. Dermis Garcia batting seventh. Right-handed hitting Las Vegas first baseman. Here's the pitch from Lee. Fastball up and in ball one. Dermis hitting 250. 6 homers, 21 batted in. 4-for-14 in this series. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, strike, good slider. 1-1. 1-0 Las Vegas. We're in the top of inning number 2. Pitch is inside, 2-1. Jake Lee pitched against Las Vegas. It was only the 10th game of the year. Back on April 11th at Las Vegas Ballpark. Salt Lake won the game 11-5. Garcia swings and misses at a fastball, 2-2. He went 4 1/3 a lot, 4 unearned runs. We told you about the errors. Bees made 4 errors in that game. He allowed 5 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Garcia had a 2-run single and 2 at-bats against him. Garcia's 1-for-4 against Lee this year overall. The pitch is in there. Slider in the outside corner of the knee, strike 3 call. Good pitch. Second strikeout for Jake Lee. Garcia's 0-for-1. And with 2 outs, here's Tyler Wade. 2 outs, bases empty in the top of the second. 1-0 Las Vegas. Wade Looks at a strike going one. Tyler at 235, a home run, which he hit in this series. Six runs batted in. He checks the swing, takes that one low. One and one. Wade, two out of 11 in this series. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Max Schumann is on deck. Two outs. Bases empty. Top of the second. One to nothing, Las Vegas. Wade swings and fouls that one back. One and two. Dan's still coming in here. Again, we were told it'd be about 10,000. It is a good crowd. Not sure the number yet. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. A cutter coming down in at 88 miles an hour. Third strikeout for Lee, and the Aviators are finished 1-2-3 in the second inning. At the end of an inning and a half, Las Vegas 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Snacks, fuel, ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find a Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Great news! Purple has just released our all-new line of unbelievable mattresses. Right now, at the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day sale, you'll save up to $800 on a Purple mattress adjustable set. Plus, save 20% on all Purple accessories. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
All right, we go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Aviators leading here in Salt Lake City. Zach Neal, wearing number 14, back on the mound for Las Vegas. He worked a 1-2-3 first. Michael Stefanik will lead off. Then Preston Palmeiro and Jordan Adams. Here's the pitch. Sliders outside, ball one, 1-0. We talk about Lee's background, or Zach Neal's background, in the first inning. But he's got a lengthy background, so we'll continue discussing the 34-year-old. Pitches outside, 2-0 on Stefanik, who's hitting .350, one of the league's top hitters. A home run, 19 batted in, 5 out of 15 in this series. Right-handed hitter, batting cleanup. Chop at a third, back in at the line by Bride. The throw to first base is dug out on the backhand side by Dermis Garcia. Good play at both ends. Third baseman Jonah Bride and first baseman Dermis Garcia. One out. And the bat is Preston Palmeiro. While in the Oakland system, Neal was called up in May of 2017, ground ball to first, two hops for Garcia. He'll go to the bag himself and get there. One step ahead of Palmeiro. One pitch and one out. Palmeiro hitting .286 before that ground out. Neal has set down the first five, three on ground balls. And here's the right-handed hitting left fielder, Jordan Adam. But Neal was kind of a human yo-yo. He was twice optioned back to Nashville and recalled during the season before being designated for assignment in August of 2017. He had an ERA of approaching 8, though, for Oakland, and elected to become a free agent after the season. Strike to Adams, 0-1. Going into 2018, Zach Neal signed a minor league deal with the Dodgers. Then the Reds picked him up early in that season. Pitch foul back, 0-2. The Dodgers traded Neal and Ibandel Isabel to the Reds, or Ariel Hernandez. Went to AAA Louisville and went back to the Dodgers. Pitches high, 1-2. On July 4th, 2018, he was traded back to the Dodgers along with Dylan Floro for James Marinan and Enrique Zabala, a catcher. Here's the 1-2. Adams chases a low outside breaking ball, and down he goes. So two very nice innings for Zach Neal. Six up and six down. He just collected his first strikeout. At the end of two, Las Vegas 1, Salt Lake nothing.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for two free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call. As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win two free tickets and go solar today.
After two, 1-0 Las Vegas. Aviators looking for their second win in the series against three losses. The finale tomorrow. And the pitch. Schumann takes it inside, ball one from Jake Lee. Max batting ninth. Starts off the day hitting .271. Two homers and 10 batted in. Max hit 4-for-13 in the series. There's a strike knee high in the inside corner. 1-1. Schumann's four hits constitute the cycle. In this series, he has singled, doubled, tripled, and homered. The 1-1. Popped up on the right side. First baseman Lamb backpedaling. He's on the outfield grass. Makes a one-handed catch about 5 feet into fair territory. One out. The batter Trenton Brooks now. So Lee made those two appearances against Las Vegas at Las Vegas Ballpark. April 11th and then the 16th. Game 1 and Game 6. And again, they made several errors behind him, leading to 7 unearned runs. He's not given up an earned run until the first inning of this game against Las Vegas in 8 innings of work. Pitch fouled away, strike one, 0-1. Brooks walked and scored in the first. Brooks has 3 plate appearances against Jake Lee this year, and Trenton has walked all 3 times, including tonight. Jonah Bright on deck, the 0-1. Ground ball to first, he was jammed. Lamb has it and flips it underhand to Lee at the bag. 3-1 put out means there are 2 outs in the Las Vegas third. The batter, Jonah Bride. Lee's overall numbers coming in. 34 innings, 48 hits. He's given up 9 homers. Quite a lot of home runs. He leads the staff in home runs allowed. 13 walks, 25 strikeouts. Here's Bride, lined a single to center his first time up. He takes outside ball 1, 1-0. 1-0 Las Vegas in the top of the third. Jonah now 5-for-11 in the series. He's 1-for-3 against Jake Lee this year. Lee's pitch. A line drive toward left center field. Racing over Adams on the run. The ball bounces, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. Picked up by the center fielder, Oliva. Bride stops at second base with a booming 2-out stand-up double. Well, everybody knew it was only a matter of time before Bride began to pick up the average. He'd be hitting in the 220s. But he entered this game at .266 because of his recent surge. He's 2-for-2 tonight. That's his 11th double of the season. Second on the team to Tyler Soderstrom's 13. So the Aviators have 3 hits, and Bride has 2 of them. And now Soderstrom will try to cash him in. Tyler hit the ball hard but grounded into a 4-6-3 double play in the first inning. And a pitch down low, ball 1. 1-0. Soderstrom 1-for-4 against Jake Lee this year. McBride at second. The shortstop, Fletcher, right behind him. Lee out of his stretch. And the 1-0 to Soderstrom. Breaking ball. Two hopper to first. Glove by Lammer on the midsection. He hangs it in the air for Lee coming over. Another 3-1 ground out. And the inning is over in the Las Vegas third. No runs, one hit. No errors. They leave Jonah Bride at second. And at the end of 2.5, Las Vegas 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here.
And Jacob Taylor here, the real estate guys.
Nevada's number one real estate brand with over $2 billion in sales and over 7,000 families helped. Jacob, do you know we spend more marketing dollars than any other real estate company in town?
No, I didn't. Why do we do that, Dad?
Because it gives us hundreds of potential buyers to buy our homes.
We buy condos, townhomes, single family, and luxury in 5 days or less. Also providing a zero interest cash advance to all sellers if needed.
You want the number one real estate marketing team in the business working for you. Trusted by thousands, recognized by all its peers,
and even featured on the cover of the April edition of the Real Producer magazine.
So call the real estate guys today.
702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE.
eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, at the end of 2.5, 1-0. Las Vegas leading it. Las Vegas in game one of the series Tuesday had an 8-2 lead at the seventh inning stretch, but Salt Lake rallied against the Aviator bullpen and won the game 9-8. Las Vegas teed off, literally, in game two, a season-high 22-run outburst, and they steamrolled Salt Lake 22-10. Game three, it was Salt Lake's turn to do the steamrolling. They shut the Aviators out 13-0. Here's Jared Oliva. Breaking ball fly to deep right center. Capel and Schumann racing back on this ball on the dead run. And leaping up is Capel. He can't get it. The ball hits the wall, rolling towards second. Schumann chases it. Oliva being waved in. Here he comes. He's got an inside the park home run. Capel just missed it, and the ball hit the padded wall and took a crazy bounce towards straightaway center. It was up to Schumann to get it. Schumann's throw back to the infield got away from Zach Geloff and Tyler Wade. Otherwise, they might have had a play on Oliva, although it would have been close. And the game is tied at one. Neal had set down six in a row, and Oliva hits the first inside-the-park home run against the Aviators this year. Deloria takes a strike, left-handed hitting catcher, and the slow curve drifts in over but low, 1-1. Well, that electrifies this big crowd. Deloria chases a low changeup, and it's 1-2. Deloria's been with the team less than a week. In three games, he's 2-for-10, got both hits yesterday. No homers or RBIs yet. Left-handed hitting catcher from Cartagena, Colombia. Change, swung on and missed, strike three. Second strikeout for Neal. One out in the third inning. The game now tied at one. And the batter is a right-handed hitting third baseman, Jack Lopez. For Jared Oliva, his sixth homer of the year. That's an inside the park. He's one of the faster guys on the team. Got six steals and six tries. And he was off to the races, and the game tied. Here's Jack Lopez. Fastball strike 0-1. Lopez didn't play the first couple of games in the series. He is 3-for-7 since he started playing in 10 games with Salt Lake, 31 at-bats, hitting .226. No homers and 5 batted in. Hits a ground ball back to Neal, who backhands on the front slope of the mound, guns it to Garcia, and they're 2 down.
And the batter, David Fletcher, popped out to first, his first time up. So, again, Zach Neale, drafted by the Marlins, traded to Oakland, picked up by the Dodgers in a trade, then dealt to the Reds, went back to the Dodgers in another trade. Then he was off to Japan for 2019 with the Saitama Seibu Lions of Nippon Professional Baseball. He was 12-1 with a 2.87 ERA. Fletcher takes ball one. The following year, he came down to earth in Japan, 6-8 with an ERA of over 5. He stayed in Japan for a third year. The pitch is just low. That's close. 2-0 on Fletcher. He got into 11 games going 1-6 with a 5.85 ERA and then became a free agent. The Rockies signed him for 2022. That last pitch has been challenged by the Aviators. They felt it was a strike. And, in fact, it was a strike, a successful challenge by the Aviators. So instead of 2-0, the count is 1-1. Check that. The count is 2-1. There's a fly ball to shallow left center field in there. And it's just not a ball game until David Fletcher gets a base hit against the Aviators. Not a well-hit ball. A little fly ball that fell in between Thomas and Cable. Second hit for Salt Lake. David Fletcher is now 11-16 in this series. Man. Fletcher has one steal and one try. And here's Joe Adell, the league's home run leader with 15. He's 0-1. He hits a high foul near the first base dugout. Soderstrom off with a mask hustling over, but he's back in about five rows. One strike to count. Adell hit a ground ball down the third baseline. Jonah Bride grabbed it behind the bag right by the chalk and threw him out with a nice play. In the Rockies organization in 2022, Zach Neale was a starter for Albuquerque in this league, 6-6 with a 6.87 ERA. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow right center. Geloff going out. Schumann coming in. Geloff makes a one-handed catch in shallow right center field. And the inning is over. One run scored on an inside-the-park home run by Salt Lake center fielder Jared Oliva. Two hits, no errors. One left, and at the end of three, the game is tied at one.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Smithing our way to the fourth inning here. Game tied at one. Big crowd in Salt Lake and a beautiful night. Breeze has been swirling, blowing out to left. Left center, straightaway center. Cody Thomas leads off the fourth against Salt Lake's right-handed starter, Jake Lee. Cody got the first pitch fastball, lined a single to right to knock in Trenton Brooks with the Aviator run in the first inning. Now we're in the fourth inning. Lee out of Highland, Michigan. Cody Thomas followed by Zach Geloff and then Connor Capel.
Lee, 37 pitches. Now 38 pitches, 25 strikes as Thomas swings and misses. Strike one. So that's through three innings. For his part, Neal, 32 pitches in the first three innings, 23 strikes. As a line drive foul to the left upstairs. To the upper deck it goes. He was late on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-2. Again, the limit on Zach Neal, four innings or 65 pitches or so. Here is the 0-2 to Cody Thomas now. High fly ball to right center. Moving to his right is Joe Adell. He's going to let the center fielder, Oliva, take it. Oliva called him off and made the catch. Fairly deep right center. Thomas, one for two. One out for Zach Geloff now. Opening up the night. In a PCL West, Reno in first place. The Arizona Diamondbacks AAA team, 26-17. Sacramento in second place, five out. That's the Giants. Las Vegas in third place, six games out. There's a strike, 0-1 to Geloff. Tacoma, 6.5 out. That's the next stop for Las Vegas on this road trip. And then Salt Lake's in last place, seven out. One strike on Geloff. The pitch. Fastball a little down and in. Close, 1-1. Zach struck out swinging in the first. In the East, Oklahoma City. They are on fire. They have a 10-game winning streak going into tonight. Round Rock in second place, 9.5 out. There's a liner to the left. That's a base hit for Geloff. 84-mile-an-hour slider. Geloff is one for two as Adams gets it back in. One on, one out in the Vegas fourth. Four hits for the Aviators. The batter, Connor Capel. Oklahoma City Dodgers, by far the best record, 32-11. And again, they're trying for their 11th straight win tonight. They've been almost unbeatable at home. They've won 15 of 19 at home. Not too shabby on the road. 17-7, their road record. Round Rock, 9.5 out. They had lost 10 straight, and they finally won yesterday. Fly ball to straightaway center off the bat of Connor Capel. Oliva waiting. He's got it. Geloff tags. He's not going anywhere. The throw comes in. Good throw all the way into Stefanik. So Capel 0 for 2 with a ground out and a fly out. And a batter, Dermis Garcia. El Paso, San Diego's AAA team in third place in the PCL East, 13 back of Oklahoma City. Albuquerque, 13.5 out. Sugar Land, 14.5 out. Here's Garcia. To me, struck out looking his first time up. Geloff at first, a threat to run. Make no mistake about that. Zach has 12 steals to lead the team. It's only been caught once, and sure enough, Lee turns and drives him back to first with a throw. Scoreboard going here in a little bit. Tacoma and Albuquerque, a doubleheader to make up for yesterday's rainout. Apparently the weather has cleared up. Albuquerque won the first game of the doubleheader, 6-1. Go to first, and again, scrambling back in there is Zach Geloff. Second game, no report yet. Oklahoma City, again, trying for their 11th straight win. They're playing at home against Sugar Land. Top of the fourth, Oklahoma City leads Sugar Land 2-0. Fourth inning. Round Rock 4, El Paso 1 at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. Garcia hits a line drive toward left center field. That ball's going to land. Oliva over to cut it off, and he'll fire it back in. Geloff to third base on a base hit by Dermis Garcia, his fifth hit of the series. The Aviators have runners at the corners with two outs, and the batter will be Tyler Wade. Hard hit ball by Dermis Garcia. Bottom of the sixth in Reno. Boy, Reno laying it on Sacramento. They've got 16 hits. They lead 16-2 in only the sixth inning there. Tacoma and Albuquerque just getting the second game of that doubleheader started. Albuquerque going for a sweep. Tacoma trying to salvage a split. Here is Tyler Wade. First and third, two down. Fastball high and outside, ball one. Wade struck out swinging. Looked like a cutter or a slider that got him in the second. Geloff at third. Garcia at first, five hits for Las Vegas, 1-1 tie, top of the fourth. The pitch, and that changeup is outside at 82 miles an hour. 2-0 on Murrieta, California native and former New York Yankee Tyler Wade. Wade 2 out of 12 in the series. Left-handed batter, open stance. Geloff off third. Third baseman Lopez way off the bag and only a step back from the infield grass. The 2-0, Wade swings through that fastball at 91 miles an hour, 2-1. Well, for the moment, you're up to date in the Pacific Coast League. We have Major League scores. The Ted Weins trivia question. It's a good one tonight. 2-1 on Wade. Outfield straightaway, medium depth, wind blowing out to center. Fastball just outside. 3-1 on Tyler Wade. Max Schumann would be next. Geloff, who singled, is at third. Garcia, who singled, is at first. Two outs, top of the fourth. Game knotted up at one. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss with Garcia running. The throw goes to the shortstop, Fletcher, which is interesting. Valoria, the catcher, threw a ground ball at David Fletcher. There was nobody covering, but Valoria wanted to throw, and really Salt Lake is lucky. Garcia gets a steal. A lot of times a catcher, if he throws a ball like that, the ball's going to skip away. But Fletcher had good hands and stopped it. Garcia entered this series with no stolen bases. He has two steals, both in this series. Wade hits a slow ground to the right side. First baseman Land picks it up and shovels to first, and they get him. Wade, upset with himself, slams the helmet down as he crosses the bag. Good play by the veteran Jake Lamb. If they don't make that play, at least one run, maybe two, would have scored. Las Vegas in the fourth, no runs, two hits. No errors and two left. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas and Salt Lake are tied at one.
From Sunset Park to Boulder City and everywhere in between, life is better when you're driving a Chevy from Henderson Chevrolet. Whether you're taking the kids to the big game or just out running errands, the team at Henderson Chevy has you covered. Our highly trained and knowledgeable experts will help you find the right car or truck for your budget and your lifestyle. We'll focus on the best price, service, and selection while you focus on living that Henderson life. Henderson Chevrolet in the Valley Auto Mall. Find new roads. Visit hendersonchevy.com.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Welcome back, friends. We got a 1-1 tie, bottom of the fourth inning. And Zach Neale, first game back from Oakland, has thrown 32 pitches in three innings, 23 of them strikes. It's a 1-1 tie, bottom of the fourth, 3-4 and 5 up for Salt Lake. Jake Lamb swings and misses at a first pitch curveball at 80 miles an hour, strike one. Lamb swung early. Lamb is 0 for 1. He entered the first inning by flying out down the left field line to Cody Thomas. Michael Stefanik is next, then Preston Palmeiro. The 0-1, off speed, a little up and in. 1-1. Neale likes to mix it up. Fastball 88, 89. Sometimes he'll touch 90. Straight change, curveball, slider. There's a change down low. 2-1. Nobody on base, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. So Neale out in the mid-30s in his pitch count. And he says he's good for about 60 pitches or so. Or four innings. Breaking ball, foul tipped into the Minnesota strip. Strike two, 2-2. Lamb is asking for time now. Zach Neale, have arm, will travel. Born in Columbia, South Carolina. Marlins, Oakland, Dodgers, Reds, Dodgers again, Japan, Rockies, and now his second stint with Oakland. He signed a minor league deal with Oakland this year on April 7th. Here's the 2-2 pitch to the veteran left-handed hitting first baseman Jake Lamb. Breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three, through a slider that got him. Third strikeout for Zach Neale. One out on the Salt Lake fourth, game tied at one. And a batter, Michael Stefanik, who grounded out down the third baseline. And a good play by Bride. And a good play at the other end by first baseman Garcia, who trapped the low throw and stayed with it. Neale made three appearances, two starts for the Aviators. Here's a strike on one. And a little over a week ago was called up to make a spot start against the Texas Rangers for Oakland. He ended up pitching two games for Oakland, giving up three runs on four hits and three strikeouts in three and a third innings. Swing and a miss by Stefanik, 0-2. Then he was designated for assignment. And that was following the Oakland Athletics acquisition of pitcher Lucas Ursek. So back is Neil now. Slider just outside, 1-2. That was close, 1-2. Stefanik hitting cleanup. 3.48 average, one of the league's best. One homer, 19 batted in. 5 out of 16 in this series. Sinker down and away, 2-2. Preston Palmeiro is on deck. And the next one. Slider foul back, 2-2 still. Two balls and two strikes on the right-handed hitting Salt Lake second baseman Michael Stefanik. Off-speed breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Neil pulled a string beautifully. Strikes out Jake Lamb and Michael Stefanik. He's got four strikeouts in 3 2/3. And with the game tied at one in the bottom of the fourth inning, here's Preston Palmeiro, who grounded out to first baseman Jermis Garcia unassisted his first time up. Palmeiro, who is 28 years old now, went to North Carolina State. Baltimore got him with their seventh-round pick in 2016. Got as high as double-A with Baltimore. Swing and a miss, strike one. Last year, he was with the Angels double-A team in Rocket City. Over 400 at-bats. He had 263, 8 homers, 60 batted in. Here's the 0-1. Palmeiro hits a high fly ball down the left field line. Cody Thomas, with looking up into the bright sky with the shades on, makes the catch. And that pop fly finishes up the Salt Lake fourth inning. So a pitcher's duel in the first four innings here. We're going to the fifth inning, and the ball game is tied at one.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hey, we're back. Fifth inning, 1-1 tie. Las Vegas got a run in the first and a two-out RBI single by Cody Thomas. Salt Lake tied it in the third on an inside-the-park home run. Leading off the inning by center fielder Jared Oliva. Max Schumann takes a strike from Jake Lee, 0-1. Lee, 52 pitches, 35 strikes. Schumann popped out to first his first time up. The lineup turns over after he bats. At the top with Trenton Brooks and Jonah Bride. Fly ball deep down the right field line, slicing deep into the corner. That is a foul ball. Schumann flirting with extra bases right there. Zadell came over and could not get to it. Ball bounced up into the stands, and a guy in that shallow part of the grassy knoll out there with an Oakland cap on, rather pumped up, gyrating. 0-2 to count. 1-1 score, fifth inning. Shadows have covered the entire infield. and from right center to the right field corner. From dead center to the left field corner, still a lot of sunshine. The pitch. Fastball hit deep to right. Adell going way back on this one, looking up, and that one is gone. Max Schumann hits his third homer of the year, his second of the series, and Las Vegas has broken the tie. They lead 2-1 now in the fifth inning. Max is 5-for-15 in the series. One single, one double, one triple, and two home runs. Got a fastball out of way, extended his arms, and drove it out of here. So Schumann, home run 3, RBI 11, and the batter is Trenton Brooks, who's walked and scored and grounded out to first. Well, the Aviators had said that it would be Zach Neale for 4 innings or 65 pitches. Fastball to Brooks is outside ball 1. But he's thrown so few pitches that it looks like they're going to let him, they're going to extend him another inning at least. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-0 on Brooks. I say that because there's nobody throwing in the bullpen. Brian Corey did go down to the bullpen for a moment or two and said something to the assembled relief pitchers, and now he's back in the third base dugout. The 2-0 to Brooks, swing and a miss, 2-1. Las Vegas leading 2-1. Brooks walked and scored and grounded to first. Jonah Bride with 2 hits is on deck. The pitch is a little up and in. 3-1 on Trenton Brooks. To be exact, Zach Neale has thrown 45 pitches in 4 innings, 32 strikes. So it stands to reason they might try to let him go another inning. He certainly has pitched well so far in the first 4. The fastball misses to Brooks, ball 4. So a home run and a walk. That's the second walk issued by Lee, and it's been Brooks both times. Brooks with 2 walks and a ground out. And Trenton now has 5 plate appearances against Jake Lee this year. 4 of them have resulted in walks. Here's Bride, single to center, double to left center. Hit the ball hard both times. Tomorrow, by the way, this 6-game series concludes. 12:05 first pitch Pacific time, 1:05 here in Salt Lake in the Mountain Time Zone. Breaking ball up and into Bride, ball 1. We'll be on the air Pacific time at 11:50 in the morning on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Lefty Hogan Harris, 0-1 for Las Vegas. Right-hander, 38-year-old Cesar Valdez, 2-1, will pitch for Salt Lake tomorrow. Bride takes a slow changeup on the inside corner, 1-1, 81 miles an hour. That's a dangerous pitch. Righty to righty, a changeup on the inside. And Bride elected to take it, and it's a 1-1 count. Brooks at first, nobody out, fifth inning. Jake Lee stretches in the pitch. Oh, throw to first. Brooks back in. Brooks 3-for-3 in steals. Lee, 59 pitches, 38 strikes to this point. Bride waiting, righty on righty. Here's the pitch. Fastball, high fly ball to deep left field. Back goes Adams all the way back, and it is gone. Jonah Bride, you talk about hot. He needs a triple for the cycle. He has singled, doubled, and now hit a 2-run home run, and Las Vegas leads it 4-1 in the fifth inning in Salt Lake City. Home run number 6 for Bride, RBIs 23 and 24. He really got under that one, and it just kept carrying, and out it went onto the grassy berm amongst all the brightly colored blankets stretched out over there. Here's Tyler Soderstrom. Grounded to double play and grounded to first. Fastball lined up the gap in left center field, and it's cut off by Adams, who spins and guns it in, holding Soderstrom, who's going to run to second base as the throw goes to Stefanik, who flips it to Fletcher, and Soderstrom is out. Soderstrom got a little greedy. The ball went to left center. The throw by Adams was way off target. Otherwise, Tyler might have stayed at first. But the throw was way to the right of Michael Stefanik, who had to scramble almost to the outfield grass to get it. So Tyler figured he might have a chance to stretch it into 2 bases, and he was thrown out by a wide margin. Pitches ball 1 to Cody Thomas. Jake Lee just got a big break right there. Ironically enough, because of a bad throw by his left fielder. That's what tempted Soderstrom, and he was thrown out. Pitch is low, 2-0 on Thomas. Cody has singled in a run and flied out. So two home runs in the fifth inning. Las Vegas now leads 4-1, one out, nobody on. Jack Geloff on deck. Again, Lee has had trouble with the home run ball. High fly ball down the left field line. Adams coming in, makes the one-handed catch. Two down. Thomas, 1-for-3. The batter, Zach Geloff. Zach has struck out and lined a single to left. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for Las Vegas. One run, two hits, no errors for Salt Lake in the top of the fifth inning. Major League scores ninth inning in St. Louis. The Cardinals lead the Dodgers 6-3. After seven in Atlanta, Seattle 7, and the Braves 2. Geloff takes a strike 0-1. Minnesota is in Anaheim against the Angels. No report yet. Red Sox are at San Diego to start a little later on. Chris Sale pitching for the Red Sox. Swing and a miss, 0-2 on Geloff. White Sox beat Kansas City behind Lucas Giolito, 5-1. In 10 innings, Baltimore beat Toronto 6-5. The Orioles are 30-16. Trying to keep pace with those Tampa Bay Rays in the East. Washington Nationals, a home victory over Detroit, 5-2. Arizona beat Pittsburgh 4-3. And Texas knocked off the Rockies 11-5. The 0-2 to Geloff. Jack chases a low outside pitch, and down he goes. More scores later. Geloff 1-for-3. Four strikeouts for Lee, but the Aviators break the 1-1 tie with home runs by Max Schumann and Joan O'Bride. They collect three runs on three hits. No errors, and no one left. Well, we're halfway through this one, and at the end of 4.5 innings of play, Las Vegas 4, Salt Lake 1.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hyundai has an award-winning range of electrified vehicles, all covered by America's best warranty. Hybrids, plug-in hybrids, electric, fuel cell. Hyundai has them all. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai electrified vehicles. Lease an Ioniq 5 for $499 a month, including a total $7,500 EV lease reward, or up to $3,750 total savings. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealers. Offer ends May 31st. Call 714-568-7676 for offer details.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All righty, bottom of the fifth inning. Las Vegas with a 4-1 lead now. Zach Neal will face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Jordan Adams takes a slow curve. It spins in there for a strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Adams struck out swinging in the second. It's followed by Jared Oliver. And then Mabris Viloria, the left-handed hitting Salt Lake catcher. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, the 0-1 pitch. Swinging in a foul straight back on a slider at 84 miles an hour. 0-2 on Adams. Adams entered the ball game with an average of 237, 8 homers and 27 batted in. He's very fast. He has 13 steals. But he's mired in a slump. He has 5 hits in his last 34 at-bats. The pitch is ball one. Excellent looking 0-2 fastball. Not sure where it missed. 1-2. Continuing with the big league scores, Phillies, a home win over the Cubs today. 12-3 the final. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A slow bounder up the third base. A tough play for Bride, who charges, scoops, and throws. They got him by half a step. Good play by Jonah Bride, and there is one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. As he crossed the bag, Adams looks straight up into the sky, and here comes Keith Johnson to argue the play. I'm looking at the replay. Very close. That was a bang-bang play at first, if ever there was one. And Johnson discussing the call with first base umpire Randy Rosenberg, who is the crew chief. Very close. Five straight retired by Neal. And with one out, here's Oliva, who opened up the third inning with Salt Lake down 1-0 and hit one off the fence in right center that took a crazy bounce away from Connor Capel and Max Schumann and turned out to be an inside-the-park home run. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul straight back on a fastball. One of only two hits given up by Neal so far in 4 1/3. Zach hasn't walked anybody and struck out four. He's been very sharp. This is likely to be his last inning, though. Brian Corey told me before the game, four innings or 65 pitches. He's in his fifth inning now because of a limited number of pitches he's thrown. Breaking ball foul back, 0-2. The Marlins shut out the Giants on three hits, 1-0 in San Francisco. Houston beat Oakland 3-2. J.P. Sears started in that game for the Athletics. Game played in Houston. In 10 innings, the Yankees beat the Reds 7-4. Pitches outside, 1-2. Tampa kept pace with Baltimore, beating Milwaukee 8-4. The Rays are 34-13. Cleveland and the Mets' scheduled game in New York was rained out. Here's the 1-2 to Oliva. Slow breaking ball, roll foul to the third base dugout. 1-2 still. 4-1 Aviators. We're in the fifth inning. One out, nobody on. Quite a few Aviators are available out of the bullpen. Garrett Williams just reactivated. Could pitch. Joe Whelan could pitch. Billy Sullivan, Chad Smith, Jorge Ruiz also reactivated. And Miguel Romero, a candidate. There's a swing and a miss at a slider at 85. Good pitch. Neal's razor sharp through 4 2/3. That's his fifth strikeout. And with two outs, here's Mabrys Viloria, who struck out swinging in the third. And that's not all. Colin Palouz, Francisco Perez, Spencer Patton. Trevor May, according to Brian Corey, will pitch an inning tonight on his big league rehab. Slow curve, in for a strike, beautiful pitch. 72 miles an hour, or leap. Zach Neal, he knows how to really dot the I's and cross the T's. Slow curve just outside. That was close. 1-1. Rico Garcia, for that matter, could go if needed. So could Chase Cohen. I mean, they got everybody except the fellow who's on the injured list right now. That's Domingo Acevedo. So a full core of relievers available for tonight. And most of them, I would guess, will be available tomorrow, too, for the finale. Breaking ball popped up foul behind the plate. Soderstrom coming back to the backstop. Makes the one-handed catch with about 3 feet to spare. Boy, a great outing by Zach Neal. Five innings, one run, two hits. He retired 15 of 17 with no walks. And the Bees go quietly. It's seven straight retired by Zach Neal. At the end of five complete, Las Vegas 4, Salt Lake 1.
The world's best pizza. And you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Chevy
is a place to buy. Woo! All right, welcome back. We're in the sixth inning. Las Vegas with a 4-1 lead. Jake Lee working to the sixth to Connor Capel, Dermis Garcia, and Tyler Wade. 6, 7, and 8 in the Vegas batting order. There's a sinker for a strike to Capel 0-1. Connor, who celebrated a birthday yesterday, today is grounded out and flied out. Here's the 0-1. That pitch bounces away from Valoria all the way to the first base dugout. Took a crazy bounce. 1-1. There is action now for the first time in the Aviator bullpen. Ground ball to short, picked up by Fletcher right near the bag. He slings it over to first, and Capel is out. He's 0-3 now, one out. Batter, Dermis Garcia, who looked at a third strike, then singled and stole second in the fourth inning, his third steal of the year. Looks like Joe Wieland is throwing. He threw three innings in game one and is ready to go now. A lefty gets up in the Salt Lake pen, and Garcia rips a base hit in the center field. Line drive, first pitch fastball at 87, center cut. And Garcia punished it. 2-3 as Dermis Garcia's got six hits in the series. One on, one out in the sixth, and the batter Tyler Wade. I believe that this game, and this is the 44th game of the year for the Aviators, this is the game that has seen the starters from each team go the longest in the same game. I mean, Lee's working into the sixth inning, and Zach Neal has gone five, and it's probably done for the day. The pitch. Fastball foul back. Strike one on Tyler Wade. Garcia at first, one out. Las Vegas now with nine hits. They lead 4-1. Ted Wien's trivia question will be coming up in just a little bit. Jake Lamb holds Garcia on at first, a short lead. Wade hits a ground ball to first. Backhanded by Lamb. He throws to second for one. Back to first. Skips away from Lee covering. And Wade will be safe at first on a 3-6 fielder's choice. Two outs. Wade at first. The throw from Fletcher bounced and got away. But there's no error for two reasons. Number one, as an official scorekeeper, you're not allowed to assume a double play. And number two, Wade stayed at first base. The ball did not go out of play, and he did not get an extra base. But Wade is a threat to run. The batter is Max Schumann, who has popped out and homered. Throw to first, and Wade jumps back on the base. Wade, 10 steals and been caught once. This is only his 25th game. It's quite a pace. 10 steals. Takes about a three-step lead over at first. The stretch and the pitch. Off-speed breaking ball, maybe a little inside. 1-0 on Schumann, 74 miles an hour. Well, Max standing in, sixth inning, two outs. Tyler Wade, great speed at first, outfield straight away. Breeze has really settled down now. It's very calm now here. Here's the 1-0. There's a line drive in the left center, a base hit. Over to get it is Adams. Wade rounds second and stops as Adams guns it back into the shortstop, David Fletcher. So Schumann is 2-3. That's 10 hits for the Aviators. The batter, Trenton Brooks, with a lefty up on the bullpen. And Brooks, a left-handed batter, now being announced. We'll see if Keith Johnson wants to stay with Jake Lee or go to the left-hander who's throwing. Yep, here comes Johnson. That's what I thought. He's on his way to the mound. Has not made the motion yet. Now he has. Now we got a pitching change. We're in the sixth inning in Salt Lake. Top of the sixth, Las Vegas leading 4-1. The Aviators have two on with two out. And the new pitcher is going to face Trenton Brooks when we come back right after this.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball baseball and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back. I am Russ Langer, your humble host from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Top of the sixth inning, Las Vegas leads 4-1. The Aviators have two on with two out, runners at first and second. And the new pitcher, lefty Cam View, V-I-E-A-U-X, out of Michigan State University, facing Trenton Brooks, who tried to hold up and went way around. Strike one, 0-1. Cameron, they call him Cam View, 6'3", 205, 30 years old. From Novi, Michigan, N-O-V-I. Pirates, sixth-round pick in 2016, now makes his living in the Salt Lake bullpen. The 0-1, Brooks hits a ground ball to second. Stefanik picks it up, throws to first, and Brooks is out. Brooks, two ground outs and two walks and two runs scored. But View comes in. The 1-3 with an ERA of a little over 7, and he gets the last out of the sixth inning. In the Vegas six, no runs, two hits, no errors. They leave two. The Aviators have left six on base so far. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Las Vegas 4, Salt Lake 1.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
This is Garrett Acton with the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920.
Actually, Garrett has graduated to the big leagues with Oakland. He's had a few outings and has pitched well so far up there. Bottom of the sixth inning, and the new Las Vegas pitcher, the first reliever of the night, righty Joe Wieland. So, pitches inside ball one. What a great outing by Zach Neal. One of the best outings by a Las Vegas starter in quite some time. Five innings, one run earned on two hits, no walks and five strikeouts. The pitch is a strike, 1-1, 57 pitches, 41 strikes. 1-1 the count. The leadoff man, the right-handed hitting third baseman, Jack Lopez, hitting 219. Wieland delivers. Fastball, pop foul, outside first. Garcia angling over. He's on the grass. He's near the bullpen plate and makes the catch. Right near the home plate section of the bullpen in right field. One out for David Fletcher. All right, well, Joe Wieland making his second appearance in the series. Joe, 6'2", 205, 33 years old. So he, at 33, replaces 34-year-old Zach Neal. One out, here's Fletcher, who against Neal popped out and singled, one of only two hits against Zach Neal. The other was Oliva's inside the park home run in the third inning. Pitches ball one inside, 1-0. Wieland, wearing number 20, turns and throws. Fastball, fly ball to right. That's routine for Schumann. Max angles toward the line, and he puts it away. Two quick outs in the Salt Lake Six. And the batter, Joe Adell, who went 0-for-2 against Zach Neale, to ground out to third. And a pop out to second. Wieland is in his 13th game. He's made one spot start. 3 wins and 2 losses, a 6.33 ERA. 21 in the third innings. He's given up 27 hits. Walked 13, struck out 18. There's a ground ball in the left field. Base hit. Adell got a first pitch fastball at 92. And hit it right into left field on a sharp ground ball. Thomas gets it back in. Adell 1-for-3. That's his 7th hit of the series in 19 at-bats. First hit off of Wieland. And the batter's Jake Lamb. Fly to left and struck out. Joseph Andrew Wieland, father of two. Got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. Big lead time with San Diego, the Dodgers, and Seattle. Also pitched in Japan for the Yokohama Bay Stars. And he pitched in Korea for the Kia Tigers. Changeup grounded into right. A base hit by Lamb. Heading for third is Adell. Now he's going to stop and go back as Schumann makes a strong throw into Tyler Wade near the bag. Lamb pulls into the right for a base hit. Back-to-back singles with two outs here in the sixth. And the batter is Michael Stefanik, who was grounded out and struck out. Wieland was the winning pitcher in the Aviators' lone win in this series, the 22-10 debacle on Wednesday in relief of Colton Eastman. Joe went 3 innings, allowed 2 runs earned on 5 hits, a walk and a strikeout. Runs were solo home runs by Jordan Adams and Jared Oliva. Stefanik is up now. 2 on, 2 out, bottom of the sixth. 4 hits for Salt Lake. The pitch. Fastball inside, ball one, 1-0. Wieland faced Stefanik once and got him to hit a comebacker on Wednesday. Now the rematch. Adell at second. Lamb at first. Wieland's 1-0 pitch. Curveball in for a strike. Good pitch. Spinning in there at 75 miles an hour. 1-1. Joe Wieland, born in Reno. Of course, our pregame guest yesterday was a guy who went to the University of Nevada, Reno, Trenton Brooks. Salt Lake wanted to challenge that strike call, but the review confirms that it was a strike. So Salt Lake has one unsuccessful challenge left. The Aviators have two, I believe. Adell at second, Lamb at first, two down. In the bottom of inning number six, Wieland, a chest-high set, delivers the 1-1. Curveball just low. 2-1, very close. Wieland was actually Nevada State Player of the Year, as so named by the Las Vegas Review-Journal and the Reno Gazette-Journal while in high school in Reno. Here's the 2-1 to Stefanik. Wieland, a backward glance at Adell, works his hitter, and the fastball's high. 3-1. Out of high school, Wieland had committed to playing collegiately at San Diego State, but then the Texas Rangers made him in their fourth round pick in 08. He signed with them and did not go to San Diego State. Got as high as double A with the Rangers and then got traded to San Diego in the summer of 2011. Curveball's outside. Ball four. So with two outs, singles by Adell and Lamb, and now a walk. And the bases are suddenly loaded for Palmeiro, the son of former Major League slugger Rafael Palmeiro, by the way. Against Neal, he grounded a first and fly to left. So two outs, suddenly the bases are loaded. Wieland and Robbie Erlin were traded to San Diego back in 2011 at the trading deadline for Mike Adams. Got to Triple A Tucson and got to the big leagues at San Diego. Fastball up and away, ball one, 1-0. Wieland was called up to join the Padres rotation when both Tim Stauffer and Dustin Moseley were injured. Bases loaded, two down, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt, smothered by Soderstrom. It's 2-0 now. And he made several outings for San Diego. And after the season, December 2014, traded to the Dodgers with Yasmani Grandal and Zach Eflin in exchange for Matt Kemp, catcher Tim Fedorovich, and cash. He went to AAA Oklahoma City. Here's the 2-0 to Palmeiro. Wieland set and delivers. Fastball grounded up the first base side, foul. 2-1. Made
some brief appearances for the Dodgers in Oklahoma City in 2015. Joe was 10-5 with a 4.5 ERA. In 2016, he was traded to Seattle for minor league infielder Eric Mejia. And then the Mariners promptly traded him to Atlanta. Went to AAA Gwinnett. Then he went to Japan for 2017 and went to Korea for 2018. Played independent ball in 2020. The 2-1 to Palmeiro. Fastball, foul back, strike two. It's 2-2. July 2020, we're in the middle of the pandemic, Whelan signed on to play for the Sugar Land Lightning Sloths of the Constellation Energy League. That was a makeshift four-team independent league created as a result of the pandemic, just for 2020. Then the Cubs, Adam, Tampa, now Oakland. Joe Whelan. Bases loaded, two down, the 2-2. Pull foul outside first by Palmeiro. Fastball at 91, still 2-2. Whelan, a sinker, a straighter four-seam fastball, a curve, and a changeup. Adell at third, Lamb at second, Stefanik at first. Two down, bottom of the sixth, 4-1 Las Vegas. Curve in the dirt, blocked by Soderstrom, and it's 3-2. So Whelan got two very quick outs, then the ground ball single by Adell, the ground ball single by Lamb, the walk to Stefanik. Now with a full count, all three runners will move with the pitch. Whelan bends at the waist, rotates the ball behind his back. Big pitch coming here. Soderstrom sets up the target. The Vegas bullpen is buzzing now. The runners go 3-2 as a one-hopper flagged by Garcia, who goes to the bag and steps on it, and he just saved two runs from scoring. What a play by Dermis Garcia, a liner with topspin that would have eaten up a lot of first basemen, but Garcia, like an NHL goaltender, made a very, very nice short hop grab on the forehand side, and Whelan dances out of trouble. No runs, two hits, no errors, three left. We go to the seventh inning, Las Vegas 4, Salt Lake 1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Just can't it. My grease it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big brown can to catch this grease. No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit paininthedrain.com.
We're in the seventh inning, 4-1 Las Vegas. Lefty Cam View delivers a fastball for ball one at 89 miles an hour to Jonah Bride. Jonah needs a triple for the cycle. He's single, double, and hit a two-run home run in the fifth inning off starter Jake Lee. A right-hander, Jonathan Holder, throwing in the Salt Lake pen. Here's the 1-0 to Bride. Jonah takes a strike, 1-1. Seventh inning, 4-1 Las Vegas. But that score would be different had it not been for an excellent defensive play by first baseman Dermis Garcia on a screaming one-hopper by Preston Palmeiro with the bases loaded. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball in for a strike. Good pitch at 79. 1-2. Right before Palmeiro hit the ball, they were scrambling in the bullpen because Whelan with two outs had given up two singles and a walk. But now everybody has sat down, at least for the moment. Here's the 1-2 to Jonah Bride. View delivers. Breaking ball, chop foul to the far end of the third base dugout. 1-2 still. Ted Wien's trivia question for tonight. The individual who was playing center field for the California Angels when Nolan Ryan threw his first career no-hitter in 1973. 1-2 pitch, Bride takes low, 2-2. That center fielder in center field for the Angels, 1973, when Ryan threw his first career no-hitter, was also the manager for Nolan Ryan's team when he threw his sixth and seventh no-hitters in the 1990s. Pitch foul back. 2-2. Who was that? Played center field for the Angels in 1973. Ryan threw his first no-hitter. Ryan threw seven no-hitters total. His last two no-hitters, the team he was pitching for those two no-hitters, the manager was the same guy who played center field when he threw his first one for the Angels in 1973. Who's that guy? Here's a 2-2 to Bride, and he swings and sends a fly ball to center. Oliva waiting, and Bride is finally retired. He is 3-for-4, one out, and the batter is Tyler Soderstrom. I'll have the answer coming up in just a little bit. View making his second appearance in this series in that 13-0 game 2 days ago. He worked the eighth inning. Yoel Pozo not playing tonight, single against him. Cody Thomas nearly hit one out. It went to the fence and right, caught by Joe Adell. Trenton Brooks flied out, and he struck out Zach Geloff. View 1-3 in 15 games before tonight, a 7.36 ERA in 18 in the third innings. 10 walks, 17 strikeouts. Here's Soderstrom. Fastball down and away, ball 1, 1-0. Seventh inning, 4-1 Las Vegas. Soderstrom, 1-for-3, hit into a double play, grounded out, and single to left center in the fifth and was thrown out, trying to stretch it into two bases. Pitch foul back, 1-1. Four runs, 10 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Salt Lake a run on four hits and no errors. 1-1. Well, nobody throwing. It looks like they're going to want another inning out of Joe Wieland. But as I said, there's a whole bunch of arms available. Breaking ball, foul back. Soderstrom got a hanging curve at 77 and just missed it. 1-2. Aviators are eighth in the league out of 10 in team pitching. Team ERA is 6.17. Salt Lake is sixth with a 5.96 team ERA. 1-2. On Tyler Soderstrom. Cody Thomas on deck. View with a 1-2 pitch. Fastball outside. Ball two. 2-2. The answer to the Ted Wien's trivia question is a gentleman who's here in Salt Lake at the ballpark tonight. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees. Strike three called. And Soderstrom can't believe it. He immediately wants a challenge. Pitch was clocked at 93. Soderstrom appears to be certain that it was not a strike. We'll see. He's right. The Aviators win the challenge, so it's not strike three. Now, everybody has regrouped, and Soderstrom back in the box, the pitch. Breaking ball outside, that's ball four. So, the challenge paid off. Soderstrom ends up with a walk. One on, one out. And the batter, Cody Thomas. 1-for-3 with a first inning RBI single. Flat out to center and flat out to left since then. But as I said, Cody, facing this pitcher, View, a couple of days ago, sent Joe Adell back to the fence. Adell leaped up, made a tremendous catch. Did not rob Cody of a home run, but definitely robbed him of extra bases. Would have hit about 2 feet beneath the top of the fence. Here's the pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner at the knees. 0-1. Top of the seventh inning. Las Vegas leading 4-1. Thomas, one strike to count. He came in hitting .286. Leads the team with 9 home runs and among the league leaders in runs batted in. The pitch. Breaking ball, that's low. Curveball at 75 came in over the plate, but ankle high. 1-1. Geloff, the on-deck hitter. Soderstrom, not a lot of speed at first. Jake Lamb anchors the bag there. First base coach, assistant hitting coach Todd Takayoshi. Watching from there, the 1-1 Cody takes a breaking ball a little high at 79. Ball two. It's 2-1. Fran Reardon claps his hands, puts his hands on his hips. Gentle breeze picks up again, blowing out to left. That last pitch has been challenged. The Salt Lake Bees thought it was a strike, and it was. It clipped the top of the strike zone near the outside corner. So instead of 2-1, the count is 1-2 on Cody Thomas. View looking in. Valoria sets up the target. Soderstrom at first, one out, seventh inning, 4-1 Las Vegas. Breaking ball inside, another curveball. 2-2 on Cody Thomas now. Cody back in. Outfield deep and straight away. Left-hander with his left foot on the rubber now steps off. Las Vegas one on the first on Cody Thomas RBI single. And they hit two home runs in the fifth. Solo homer by Schumann. Two-run home run by Jonah Bride following a walk to Trenton Brooks. Now the three umpires are having a conversation up the first baseline in fair territory. Not sure what the discussion is about. Louis Crupo, Randy Rosenberg, and Tyler Jones. It's 3-2 on Cody Thomas. So the three umps chatting it out. I think they're talking about the proper count. The count is actually 2-2 on Cody Thomas. That's what they're discussing. The challenge system is ushered in a whole new era. 2-2, the stretch by View in the pitch. Fastball up and away at 93. 3-2 now on Cody Thomas. The only run so far for Salt Lake on an inside-the-park home run, of all things, by Jared Oliva. Zach Neal was brilliant other than that. Five innings, one run on two hits. Here's the 3-2 to Thomas. He hits a fly ball toward left center. Oliva and Adams, the center fielder, Oliva makes the catch. That's the second out. Soderstrom had gone halfway to second, spins and heads back to first. On a 3-2 pitch, Thomas skies out. And a batter, Zach Geloff, who has struck out, singled, and struck out in this game. And is 7 out of 16 in the series. Struck out against View a couple of days ago. But Keith Johnson wants to pull View anyway and bring Jonathan Holder into the game. So View will get credit for an inning. Nothing across except for a walk, although that runner at first belongs to him. If Soderstrom scores, that run will be charged to View. The third pitch of the night for Salt Lake. Right-hander number 24, Jonathan Holder, coming in. We'll step aside for a timeout. Seventh inning, Las Vegas leading 4-1. More action after this.
Your Las Vegas Aviators will be back at home May 30th, and there's something great going on every single game. Check it out. Tuesday, May 30th, your Aviators become Reyes de Plata. Wednesday, the 31st, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday, June 1st, $2 beer night. Friday, the 2nd, free fanny pack night. Saturday, the 3rd, it's Margaritaville night. So come get your free sun hat. Aviators baseball. Easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and baseball. You know, life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, we're back. Top of the seventh inning. The new pitcher, righty Jonathan Holder, facing Zach Geloff.
Hi, I'm Susan Fenniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burnt-end burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Memorial Day unofficially starts off the summer, but it feels like summer's already here. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. At our huge Memorial Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets that can let you sleep up to 10 degrees cooler. That's the difference between and. Get up to $300 free gift with your Tempur-Pedic mattress purchase. Plus, we have same-day delivery. Buy it today. Sleep on it tonight. Easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
You hear that? That's the sound of healthy, safe water from the tap. And that safe water is available nearly everywhere in America, thanks in large part to the Safe Drinking Water Act, which turns 40 this year. Happy birthday, Safe Drinking Water Act. Together, let's keep our water safe for the next 40 years and beyond. To learn how to protect your water, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
There's been a rumor going around my school lately about a new draft, so I decided to check out the facts. Turns out, there is no draft. And if there ever was going to be one, we'd have plenty of notice. But you know what else I found out? Young men like me still need to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register when there's no draft? Well, first off, it's the law. Guys have had to register for almost 60 years. Second, if you're a guy living in the U.S. and you don't register, you get shut out of important opportunities like college loans, job training, good jobs, and even a driver's license in most states. But I guess for me, I register because it's the right thing to do. Things are crazy in this world right now. And if the country ever does decide it needs me, I'm going to do my part.
Guys, register with Selective Service when you turn 18. Go to sss.gov or your local post office.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A covenant that split the skies over Berlin. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A promise was made. A solemn oath that liberated Seoul. A sacred trust that defended Kaesong. A pact that dug in Da Nang. A contract that weathered Tet. A promise was made. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. A bond that patrolled door to door in Fallujah. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. A promise we all must keep. DAV fights for all veterans and their families so they get the health care, financial benefits, and support they earned. If you're a veteran who needs help or you'd like to help us keep the promise, visit DAV.org.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
Here you go. Hot tea with honey.
Thanks, sweetie.
I'm sorry you're still sick. My wife's got pneumonia, and my dad had shingles. Who knew vaccines could prevent these serious diseases? Not me, until my doctor told me.
Vaccines can help protect you against a number of serious diseases, so don't wait. Vaccinate. To learn more, talk to your healthcare professional. Go to cdc.gov/vaccines or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school.
All right, welcome back to Salt Lake City. Russ Langer here. We apologize for the technical difficulty when we last left you. The Aviators did not score in the top of the seventh inning when Jonathan Holder came in and got Zach Geloff to ground into a force play. And so at the seventh inning stretch, it's 4-1 Las Vegas. Opening up this inning, this is what you missed. Joe Wieland, who had pitched a scoreless sixth inning, struck out Jordan Adams on a 3-2 pitch to begin the inning. And then Trevor May came in, and there's a high drive to right by Mabris Viloria, and that ball's out of here. And it's 4-2 Las Vegas now. There are two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning, but the Viloria home run, and this is a tight ball game. Two outs in the seventh inning. Yeah, Viloria has been with the team for less than a week. He didn't do much in his first couple of at-bats, but he was 2-for-10 coming into the game. He struck out and fouled out against Zach Neal, did not face Wieland, and now he homers off the rehabbing Trevor May. The pitch is ball one to Lopez, who's at a comebacker against Neal and fouled out against Wieland. The Aviators get a righty up on the bullpen, looks like Chad Smith. Swing and a miss at a slider. 1-1 on Lopez. So we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas is leading 4-2. There were two outs and nobody on, and Trevor May served up a home run to Viloria. Lopez chases an outside fastball. It's 1-2. May's only supposed to pitch one inning on rehab. He pitched in game one, gave up one run in one inning on a home run, as a matter of fact. And that started the comeback. Las Vegas was up 8-2. In the seventh and lost the game 9-8. Here's the 1-2 to Jack Lopez. May delivers. Breaking ball in there. Strike three call. Beautiful pitch. The inning is over. Bees get a run on a home run by Mabrys Viloria, their left-handed hitting catcher. One run, one hit, no errors. No one left at the end of seven. Las Vegas 4, Salt Lake 2.
Next up is power hitter and player favorite, Buffalo. Talk about impressive game. Buffalo slots by Aristocrat Gaming are real crowd pleasers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. For 21 and older.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hello. Big, lively, colorful crowd in Salt Lake for game five of a six-game series. And Las Vegas holds a 4-2 lead, top of the eighth inning. Right-hander Jonathan Holder, the third pitcher for Salt Lake, came in with one on and two out in the seventh. They got Zach Geloff to hit into a force play to end the inning on one pitch. So here in the eighth, Las Vegas leading 4-2. It's the 6, 7, and 8 hitters, starting with Connor Capel. Fastball's outside, ball 1-1-0. Capel's grounded out, flied out, and grounded out. Jermis Garcia's on deck. And then Tyler Wade, Holder, out of Gulfport, Mississippi. As I said, he'll be 30 on the 9th of June. Fastball, line drive, base hit to right. Capel sitting dead red on that 92-mile-an-hour fastball. He powdered one on one hard hop out there to Joe Adell. First hit off a Holder. Hit number 11 for Las Vegas. Capel trying to get going. It's only his second hit in the series in 17 at-bats, but he runs well, and he's at first for Garcia. Dermis is 2-for-3 with two singles and a fairly rare stolen base in this game for Dermis. Capel has one steal since coming down from Oakland. He's been caught once. Eighth inning, 4-2 Las Vegas. The pitch to Garcia. Holder deals. Breaking ball grounded to third. Lopez has it, goes to second for one. On to first, double play. Second double play turned by the Salt Lake Bees infield. And with two outs in the eighth, the batter now is Tyler Wade. He's 0-for-3. Struck out, grounded out, reached on a fielder's choice. Chad Smith throwing in the bullpen. It looks like he's going to pitch the bottom of this, the eighth inning. 4-2 Las Vegas. Jonathan Holder's pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike one. Holder in at 13-0 wipeout in game three on Thursday. He went two innings in relief of starter Luis Leto. It was a five-hit shutout. Leto went five. Holder went two. Cam View went one. There's a strike to Wade, and it's 0-2. Gerardo Reyes worked the last inning. Holder in his two innings retired all six, striking out Wade, who's up now, and Soderstrom. Here's the 0-2. And he overthrows a slider. It bounces well in front of the plate, kicks off the catcher, Viloria. 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Tyler Wade. Don't have the attendance figure yet, but, man, it's a great crowd. And as I said, they said before the game, media relations here, the Bees said, expect close to 10,000 tonight. And it's a great crowd, no question. 1-2 on Tyler Wade. Holder set. Pitch down and in. Breaking ball near his kneecaps. Ball two. 2-2. So it's been Lee, who went 5 2/3, are out 4 runs earned on 10 hits. Walked 2, struck out 4, 77 pitches, 51 strikes. View goes 1 inning, nothing across except for a walk. Wade swings and misses and strikes out. And Holder has now gone 1 1/3, giving up 1 hit and nothing else. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning, and the score, Las Vegas 4, Salt Lake 2.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Stiff competition by the band Cheap Trick. Competition's been pretty stiff for the Aviators here in Salt Lake. They've lost 3 of 4. They do lead in this game in the bottom of the 8th inning, 4-2. The new pitcher, the big righty, Chad Smith. Smith pitching for the second time in the series. Last year, he was one of the very best closers in the league. It's been a struggle for him this year. He's been up and down between Las Vegas and Oakland, and his pitching schedule has been erratic. Fastball inside off the glove of Soderstrom, ball one. So Trevor May goes 2/3 of an inning, gives up 1 run on 1 hit, the home run by Valoria, the catcher. Joe Wieland went 1 1/3, no runs, 2 hits. Mal Smith in the 8th. The batter, David Fletcher, who has a single and 3 at-bats. Smith, born in Thousand Oaks, went to the University of Mississippi. The pitch on the way. Fastball, strike on the inside corner, it's 1-1. 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Salt Lake, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Chad Smith wearing number 30, looking in. Soderstrom setting up the target. The 1-1 to Fletcher, who has 11 hits in the series. Fastball all the way to the backstop. 2-1. Hard to stay sharp when you sit around. And the Aviators are hoping that the subpar outing that Smith had on Tuesday night in Game 1, after he'd been sitting around long enough to get cobwebs, will help. He went 1 inning, allowed 3 runs earned on 3 hits, 2 home runs. Jared Walsh and Joe Adell. Fletcher swings and misses at a slider, and it's 2-2. Smith has very good stuff. He went to McAdory High School in Alabama, where he pitched and played third base, then went to Wallace State Community College, and then on to the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss. Here's the 2-2. Bounces away, 3-2. Slider. Chad's grandfather, Norm Zockin, spent parts of 6 years in the big leagues. Boston Red Sox and Washington Senators back in the 1950s. All right, 3-2 on Fletcher. Smith getting set. Now to the motion. 3-2 pitch. Fastball up and away. Ball four. The Aviators, until now, have been pretty good at throwing strikes. The combined efforts of Zach Neal and Joe Wieland and Trevor May had only walked 1 man in 7 innings. But now the walk brings the tying run to the plate in the league's home run leader. And there's a line drive down the left field line, hooking. It is foul. Oh, he just missed a home run that would have tied the game. He jumped all over that first pitch. 15 home runs to lead the league as Joe Adell. And he hit a line drive deep to the left field corner near the 345 sign, about a foul pole, and it just hooked foul. One strike on Adell. Adell, remember, as I said, he homered off Smith on Tuesday night. That home run tied the game at 8, and Las Vegas lost the game 9-8. Fletcher at first, nobody out, bottom of the 8th. Outfield deep and straight away, the 0-1 pitch. Gets away from Soderstrom, and down to second goes David Fletcher. Wild pitch, and that pulls the plug on a double play ball now. So Smith trying to find it. He was so good for Albuquerque last year. He was very tough, especially against the Aviators. 2-1 with a 2.97 ERA and a boatload of saves. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Joe Adell. Fletcher at second, nobody out. The pitch is a line drive to deep left center. Capel is over there to make the catch. Hustling back to second is Fletcher. Adell hit that one hard, but Capel playing deep and caught the line drive. One out. The batter, Jake Lamb. In the big leagues this year, after he got called up, Smith got into 8 games, a total of 10 innings for Oakland, 1-1 with a 6.3 ERA. Got into 36 games for Albuquerque last year. Aviators get somebody else up on the bullpen, another right-hander. Lamb against Neal, flat out and struck out, and grounded a single to right against Joe Wieland. Swing and a miss, strike one. Bottom of the 8th, one out, David Fletcher at second. And Las Vegas leading 4-2. Smith's second appearance in the series. Here's the 0-1 to Jake Lamb. Smith set and throws. Fastball, strike on the inside corner. Great pitch at 94 miles an hour. Best pitch he's thrown. 0-2. Colin Palou's throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. Two strikes, the count. Out of a stretch, the Vegas Aviators' fourth pitcher of the night, Chad Smith. The 0-2. Breaking ball, foul near the third base dugout. Went with a slider at 87. 0-2 still. Two strikes, the count. Smith holds the glove up against the left side of his chest, looking in, right foot on the rubber, out of a stretch. Fletcher at second, Wade the shortstop right behind him, the 0-2. Fastball, hit on the ground to second, grabbed by Geloff. He throws to first in time for the out, and they're two down. And therein lies the value of the wild pitch for Salt Lake. Without the wild pitch, that ball is a prime candidate for an inning-ending double play ball. But because of the wild pitch, Fletcher was at second instead of first. He goes to third on the ground ball. Two outs. Batter is a very tough out. Michael Stefanik, one of the league's top hitters, hitting just under 350. Tonight he is grounded out and struck out against Neal and walked against Wieland. The pitch from Smith. Fastball, up and in, ball one at 95 miles an hour. 1-0. Stefanik did not face Smith when Chad pitched on Tuesday. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Michael Stefanik. Fastball is outside at 97. Boy, Smith reaching back for something extra. It's 2-0. Las Vegas 4, Salt Lake 2. Bottom of the 8th, David Fletcher at third base for the Salt Lake Bees with two outs. Stefanik 5 out of 17 in the series. A little right-handed batter with a wide-open stance. The updated average, 345. Here's the 2-0 from Smith. Fastball in there for a strike. He's thrown him three fastballs. That was at 95. 2-1. Preston Palmeiro is on deck. Fletcher off the bag at third. The outfield straight away a little on the deep side for Stefanik. The infield well spread out. Here's the 2-1 from Smith. Fastball grounded to the hole at short. Backhanded by Wade, who has no play. In to score is Fletcher. Stefanik has another base hit. And the Aviator lead shrivels to 4-3. You could make a very solid argument that the inning should be over. But because of the wild pitch, the Lamb ground ball to second baseman Zach Geloff was not a double play. Fletcher was at second instead of first. Now Stefanik didn't hit the ball hard, but he hit it to the hole at short. There was nothing Tyler Wade could do. An infield hit. The sixth hit of the series for Stefanik. When you're hitting 345, you're going to get your hit somewhere along the line. That's generally how it works. Stefanik now, he's the tying run at first. Here is Palmeiro, 0-3 the pitch. Fastball, chop foul right by the on-deck man, Jordan Adams. Strike one, it's 0-1, 93 miles an hour on that one. Palmeiro against Zach Neal, grounded out to first, flat out to left. And against Whelan with the bases loaded in the sixth. Hit a screaming one-hopper, and Dermese Garcia maybe made the best defensive play that he has made this year to stop it and go to the bag and finish the inning. Stefanik goes. Ground ball foul to the first base dugout. On the 0-1, Smith went from the fastball to the slider at 86. They sent Stefanik, and Palmeiro pulled it foul. 0-2. Stefanik has four steals, has been caught twice, but the Aviators have not been a difficult team to run on this year. 4-3 Las Vegas. Two outs, bottom of the eighth. It's the no doubles defense, so the outfield is extra deep to try to prevent an extra base hit. Here's the 0-2. Smith, set. Still frozen out there. Now he turns and throws to first and drives Stefanik back in there standing up. In the inning, Fletcher walked, took second on a wild pitch. Adell lined out to Capel in center. Lamb grounded out, and Stefanik's infield hit scored Fletcher. 0-2 on Preston Palmeiro. 2-for-8 in the series. The stretch. Smith ready his pitch. It's a pitch out. Stefanik not going. 1-2. The Aviators know that Keith Johnson is very, very aggressive, but he was not going on the 0-2 pitch out. Let's see if he's going now on the 1-2 pitch. But regardless, Smith needs one strike, just one out, any way he can get it to get out of the inning. Stefanik leads the 1-2 stretch. He does not go. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Boy, Smith didn't fool around. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and he blows Preston Palmeiro away. The Bees do get close. One run, one hit, no errors, one left. We go to the ninth inning. Las Vegas 4, Salt Lake 3.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Just can it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me sick. Oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Right now at the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day sale, save up to $900 on all the best brands. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchase. Easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
All right, welcome back. Okay, the Aviators were up 4-1. Now it's 4-3 in the ninth inning. Jonathan Holder, an inning in a third so far, no runs, one hit. They want him to pitch the ninth. Max Schumann leads off, and Max sends a high foul off to the right of the plate. First pitch breaking ball at 81 miles an hour. Strike one. Schumann tonight against the starter Jake Lee popped out, then homered, and then he singled to left center. He was the last man Lee faced. So Schumann's 2-for-3. He is 6-for-16 in the series. On deck, leadoff man Trenton Brooks, then Jonah Bride. And the pitch, that's in for a strike on the outside at 92 miles an hour. 0-2 on Schumann. Holder, Yankees drafted him in the sixth round in 2014 out of Mississippi State. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball low, 1-1. Or 1-2 is the count. So now the last two relievers in the game, Smith for Las Vegas, Holder for Salt Lake, from rival schools. Holder's a Mississippi State guy, and Chad Smith went to Ole Miss. Holder, parts of a couple of years in the Yankee bullpen, starting in 2017. Pitch down and away, 2-2. The Yankees in 2019 got into 34 games, 5-2 with an ERA over 6. Schumann waiting. This will be a 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball chopped down the third baseline, backhanded by Lopez. He throws off target, and Schumann is out. The throw pulled Jake Lamb into foul territory, but first base umpire Randy Rosenberg said he was on the bag. I'll tell you this, he was not on the bag, but he reached to tag Schumann on the way by, and the ruling was that he tagged him. One out. Watching on the replay now. Can't tell from that angle. But Rosenberg was right there. So there's one out and a batter, Trenton Brooks. Lamb saved a throwing error by Lopez. There's a fly ball to left center field. Left fielder Adams wants it. He's got it. Brooks is out. Two outs in the ninth. Brooks 0-for-3 with two walks and two runs scored, and the batter's Bride. Jonah Bride is having a good day. He has singled, doubled, and hit a two-run home run flat out to center against a left-handed reliever Cam View his last time up. Two outs, top of the ninth. And a pitch that sinks in low. Breaking ball, ball one, 1-0. Bride faced Holder once day before yesterday and grounded out to second. If he reaches, Soderstrom will be next. Bride a suddenly hot hitter. Pitch down low, 2-0. Off-speed pitch at 82 miles an hour. Jonah, with his 3-for-4 tonight, is now 7-for-14 in this series. Palou's throwing in the bullpen. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. He went for a high pitch. Tried to hit it out of here with an uppercut. 94 miles an hour. 2-1. The lights are on. They're taking effect now here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake. 4-3. Las Vegas leading top of the ninth. Two outs. The 2-1. Bright hits a drive in the air to right. Adele backing up, jumps up, and he can't get it. The ball bounces, hits the fence. Bright racing for two. He's got himself a double. So Jonah Bride having himself a day in tonight, 4-for-5, a single, two doubles, and a home run. Adele went back, jumped up, a little crow hop, but it went over his outstretched glove, bounced on the warning track, and hit the fence. Now Soderstrom is the batter, and Bride is at second base with a critically important insurance run. Palouse has been throwing in the bullpen. They're apparently going to want Palouse to try to close this game. Soderstrom is hit into a double play, grounded out, singled and walked. He's 1-for-3. And the breaking ball's in low. Ball one, 1-0. For Bride, that's his 12th double, including two in this game. Soderstrom is having a good series, 9-for-22. 1-0, Holder stretches and delivers. And fastball's way high and outside. Ball two, 2-0. Holder faced Soderstrom once the day before yesterday and struck him out swinging. Bride at second, two outs, top of the ninth. 12 hits for Las Vegas, four of them by Jonah Bride, who leads off second. Fletcher, the shortstop, is behind him. The 2-0 outside, 3-0. On deck is Cody Thomas. Wins Salt Lake bats in the ninth inning. Now Holder's indicating he wants a different ball. It'll be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Jordan Adams, Jared Oliva, and the catcher, Mabrys Veloria, who homered against Trevor May in the seventh. Here's the 3-0 to Tyler Soderstrom. fastball hit high and deep toward left center. Oliva racing back. He's at the track. He's at the fence. He leaps up, and Oliva makes an unbelievable catch at the fence. Oliva left his feet to make a circus catch, saving at least one run from scoring. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning, 4-3 Las Vegas.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the ninth inning, Las Vegas trying to hang on. They lead 4-3. And the Aviators really need a win after losing three out of four against a team well under 500. We'll bring in Colin Palouse. Chad Smith goes one inning, gives up one run earned on one hit, one walk, one strikeout, and one very big wild pitch. It's been Neal, who's still the pitcher of record. Whelan, Trevor May, Chad Smith. Colin Palouse does not. He only has one save. That was against Albuquerque on May 11th. That was a three-inning save. Here is the pitch to Jordan Adams. Palouse deals. Fastball, did he go? They appeal. Strike at first. On the check swing attempt, says Randy Rosenberg, 0-1. Crowd unhappy. Doesn't matter. Adams has struck out, grounded out, and struck out. He's been slumping, 5-36. He faced Palouse once in the series and flat out to right. Outfield deep and straight away. The no doubles defense. Third baseman Bride guards the line. Fastball fouled off to the right out of play, 0-2. Colin Palouse, they call him the Beast, works very hard to stay in shape. He is 6'3", 230, 24 years old. He'll be 25 soon on the 11th of June at a Middletown, Delaware. The 0-2 to Jordan Adams is ball one. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball that missed, I'm not sure where. 1-2 on Adams. Jared Oliva on deck. Then the left-handed hitting catcher, Mabrys Viloria, the 1-2 pitch. Fastball chopped to first. Garcia's on the job. He gloves it and steps on the bag with a right foot, and there is one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Big fireworks show scheduled after this game ends. It's one reason why the place is packed. One out for Oliva. Oliva has an inside-the-park home run and a strikeout against the starter, Neal. Against Trevor May, he hit a comebacker. Here comes Brian Corey to speak to Colin Palouse. Palouse, you may remember, was a starter. He made six appearances, five of them starts. And he had no record, but his ERA was approaching seventh. Since he moved to the bullpen, which is basically the month of May, he's made six appearances and has not given up a run. That covers eight in the third innings. About five hits. He's walked four. Struck out 10. In this series, he pitched 3 days ago. in the game that Las Vegas won 22-10. He was the only one of five Vegas pitchers who was not scored upon. He went an inning and a third, allowed no runs, two hits, a walk, and two strikeouts. Oliva, who's up now, did not face Palouse. Now he's being lifted for pinch hitter Trey Cabbage. Cabbage is going to hit for Oliva. Pitch is low, ball one, 1-0. Cabbage, a good hitter, 309. He's got 12 homers, couple of them against Las Vegas, 28 batted in. Palouse faced Cabbage once 3 days ago, and Cabbage hit it hard but lined out to left fielder Cody Thomas. Last pitch is being challenged. The Aviators thought it was a strike. It was called a ball. Bottom of the ninth inning, Las Vegas clinging to a 4-3 lead. One out, nobody on. We have a moment here. We're waiting for the result of that challenge. The screen is frozen where it says the previous pitch has been challenged. We're about to resume play, but I did not see the result of the challenge, so I can't tell you if the count is 1-0 or 0-1. Here's the pitch to Cabbage now from Palouse. Fastball, high fly ball up in the twilight in left field. Thomas coming in, looking up into the tough sky. He makes a one-handed catch, lunging to his left. Whoa, boy. It is a very tough sky right now with that twilight, but Cody stayed with it. And the last second, he had to reach to his left and grabbed it. And that's out number two. Now it's up to Mabrice Viloria, the left-handed hitting catcher, against Zach Neal, struck out and fouled out to catcher Soderstrom. When he faced Trevor May in the seventh, he homered to right. Palouse looking down the barrel at Soderstrom. Two outs, bottom of the ninth, 4-3 Las Vegas. The pitch, slider in low, ball one, 1-0. Palouse, no record, one save in 12 games, total of 4.97 ERA. 1-0 on the man from Columbia, Mabrice Viloria. Outfield very deep, the no-doubles defense. The pitch just outside. Looked like a cutter that just missed away at 87. 2-0. First baseman Garcia playing closer to the line than usual. He's not on the line, but closer to the line. Infield playing him to pull. The outfield playing him to pull. The 2-0 from Palouse. Fastball, foul back, strike one. It's 2-1. Jack Lopez, the on-deck hitter. Palouse gets a new ball from the home plate umpire, Louis Krupa. The 2-1 pitch from Palouse. Fastball, just low. It is 3-1 now. Righty gets up in the Salt Lake pen just in case. Jared Walsh is gone. He played the first four games. Now he's back with the Parent Angels after his rehab stint has ended. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Strike on the outside corner. Strike two. The count is full. 3-2. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth. Las Vegas leading 4-3. Palouse gets set. And the payoff to Viloria. Big righty delivers. Fastball is swung on and fouled up the third base side. Just beyond the dugout. He just kind of punched at that ball to stay alive. Viloria back in. Been with the team for less than a week. 3-2. Palouse stares in. Now he sets Soderstrom setting up on the inside. Fastball is low. That's ball four. And the game is kept alive. The tying run is on in Mabrice Viloria. Jack Lopez is scheduled to hit. They've already used one pinch hitter, Cabbage. Lopez is the number nine hitter. He's 0-for-3. He's hit back to the box against Neal. Fouled out to first against Wieland and struck out against May. This is his fourth at bat against four different pitchers, and they're going to have a pinch runner for Viloria. Taylor Jones is going to pinch run at first base for Viloria. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. Again, the no doubles defense. Extra deep in the outfield and straight away. Lopez stands in, right-handed batter. Palou stretches. Jones, a short lead at first in the pitch. Fastball right down the middle for a strike at 93 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Lopez is 3-for-10 in the series. He opened up the game at 226. No homers and five batted in. Struck out looking against Trevor May last time up to end the seventh inning. Jones, the pinch runner at first, two down. The 0-1. Fastball just outside, close at 93. It is 1-1. This is the guy the Aviators want Palouse to get. They want no part of David Fletcher, who's on deck. 1-1 the count. 4-3 Las Vegas. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Palouse stretches. Big righty set. The pitch. Fastball, did he go? He went. The pitch was way inside, but Lopez went way too far around. That'll cost him a strike, and the Aviators caught a break. Instead of 2-1, the count is 1-2. Palou's right foot on the rubber, peers over his shoulder. Jones, again, a modest lead off first. He'll look. The 1-2 pitch to Jack Lopez. Fastball is inside by the rib cage. Ball two. It is 2-2. This is a big pitch. They don't want a full count because that would send Jones in motion. Jones is 5-for-5 in steals, but he does not have a big lead. 2-2. Palou's from the stretch. Lopez waits. The look and the pitch. Fastball just low. Boy, was that close. And it's 3-2. This is not what the Aviators wanted. A two-out walk to Valoria, and now a 3-2 count on the number nine hitter, Lopez, with Fletcher on deck. Palou's knows he has to make his pitch right now. Jones, the tying run, will run on the pitch. Las Vegas 4, Salt Lake 3, two outs, bottom of the ninth. 3-2. Palou's holds the glove up against the left side of his chest, brings his hands together at the belt. He's ready. There goes Jones. Ground ball to short. Moving in to pick it up is Wade. His throw to first is there in time. And Colin Palou's continues to shine out of the Vegas bullpen. The Aviators hang on for a 4-3 win. I'll have the totals for you next after this.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Welcome back. The Aviators have badly needed win. They had dropped 3 out of 4 and two, including two tough one-run losses. Now they turn the tables and deal the bees a one-run loss that was tough of their own. Las Vegas captures a 4-3 win to get 2 wins out of 5 in the series. And if they can win tomorrow's matinee, the finale, they'll get a split. For Las Vegas, they're now 21-23, 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors, leaving 8. Salt Lake is now 19-25. They get 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, leaving 6. The winning pitcher, Zach Neal, is now 1-0. Aviators have not had many games where the starter has gotten a win. Mason Miller did it against Salt Lake, and Zach Neal does it against Salt Lake. The save goes to Colin Palouse, his second. The loss, Jake Lee, he's now 0-2. The Aviators had a solo home run by Max Schumann, and Jonah Bride was the big man. He had a two-run home run, also a single and two doubles, going 4-for-5. Salt Lake had an inside-the-park home run by Jared Oliva and a solo homer later in the seventh by catcher Mabrice Villoria. We don't have time or attendance yet, but we'll get that for you on the postgame show and on the postgame show. We'll recap this game and get you updated on the scores, and also we'll give you the answer to the Ted Weins trivia question as well coming up right after these words.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability. And for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
At the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. Plus, get up to a $300 free gift with your purchase of your Tempur-Pedic mattress. Easy financing and quick delivery, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Your Las Vegas Aviators will be back at home May 30th, and there's something great going on every single game. Check it out. Tuesday, May 30th, your Aviators become Reyes de Plata. Wednesday, the 31st, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday, June 1st, $2 beer night. Friday, the 2nd, free fanny pack night. Saturday, the 3rd, it's Margaritaville night. So come get your free sun hat. Aviators baseball. Easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and baseball. You know, life's just better at Las Vegas. Vegas Ballpark.
Welcome back, and welcome to the Las Vegas Aviators postgame show. The Aviators victorious today, 4-3 over Salt Lake. They are now 2-3 in this series. By the way, the Ted Weins trivia question from earlier, the fellow who played center field for the Angels in 1973 during Nolan Ryan's first no-hitter managed Nolan Ryan, and for Ryan's last two no-hitters, his sixth and seventh in his career. Who was that? Well, it was our pregame guest, Mr. Bobby Valentine, who played center field for the Angels, at that time the California Angels, in 1973 when Ryan threw his first no-hitter, and that was in Kansas City. And then he threw two, his sixth and seventh, for the Texas Rangers in the 1990s, and Bobby Valentine was the manager. There you go, Ted Weins trivia for tonight. The Aviators came into this one badly needing a win, and they got a rare one-run victory. It was a 1-0 lead in the first inning on a line drive single right by Cody Thomas off Jake Lee, cashing in Trenton Brooks, who would open a game with a walk. Brooks hasn't done a lot of leading off, but he did walk twice and score twice in the leadoff spot today. In the third inning, Jared Oliva drove one off the fence and right center, took a crazy bounce away from both Connor Capel and Max Schumann, and by the time the ball came back into the infield, Oliva had circle of bases, standing up with an inside-the-park home run that tied the game at one. It was still 1-1 into the fifth inning when the Aviators got the runs that ultimately would decide it. Max Schumann against starter Jake Lee, homer to right. That made it 2-1. Brooks walked, and Jonah Bride homer to right, and that made it 4-1. The Aviators didn't score after that. But the Bees were not done scoring. In the seventh inning against Trevor May with two outs, catcher Mabrice Villoria homer to right to make it 4-2. in the bottom of the eighth inning with Chad Smith pitching. David Fletcher was on third base with two outs when Michael Stefanik scratched out an infield hit to the hole at short, knocking in Fletcher and making it a one-run game. Vegas led 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth. But then Colin Palouse, working in the ninth inning, continued his excellent work since he converted from the starting rotation to the bullpen. He still has not given up a run in seven outings out of the bullpen. With two outs, he did walk Mabris Villoria, who gave away to a pinch runner Taylor Jones, but on a 3-2 pitch, he got Jack Lopez to ground out to shortstop Tyler Wade, and Las Vegas wins it by a score of 4-3. I'll be back with some scores next, right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avondros, that's the first date.
First one out.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All righty, welcome on back. Well, we are now taking a look at the scores. Oklahoma City with a 10-game winning streak. They were losing in the bottom of the 10th inning 3-2 to Sugar Land, but lo and behold, the Dodgers got a run. They're going to the 11th inning, and Oklahoma City tied at 3, and if the Dodgers win, that'll be 11 straight wins for them. Meanwhile, Albuquerque and Tacoma have split their doubleheader. Albuquerque won 6-1. Tacoma got a split with a 6-3 win in the nightcap. Elsewhere, Reno piled up 17 hits to knock off Sacramento 17-3. Round Rock a 6-5 winner over El Paso, and that game played at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. Meanwhile, as far as the major leagues are concerned, as they're getting ready for the fireworks show here, fourth inning in Anaheim, Twins lead the Angels 3-0. Fourth inning, Red Sox 3, San Diego 1. Earlier, the White Sox beat Kansas City 5-1. In 10 innings, Baltimore beat Toronto 6-5. It was Washington 5, Detroit 2. Arizona defeated the Pirates 4-3. Texas Rangers 11-5 winners over the Rockies. Phillies beat the Cubs 12-3. The Marlins shut out the Giants on just 3 hits, 1-0. Houston prevailed over Oakland. That was a 3-2 final. In 10 innings, the Yankees beat the Reds 7-4. Tampa knocked off Milwaukee 8-4. The Cardinals beat the Dodgers 6-5. Seattle was a 7-3 winner in Atlanta. Cleveland and the Mets rained out in New York. I'll be back for a final word to tell you about tomorrow's game right after this.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, 7-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Save up to $900. Yep, $900 on a Beautyrest Black Adjustable Set at the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day Sale. Plus, get up to a $400 free gift and, as always, easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for two free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call. As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win two free tickets and go solar today.
This is Hogan Harris with the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920.
Well, thank you, Mr. Harris. And speaking of the devil, he will start tomorrow, the finale of the six-game series here. Harris pitched very well in Game 1, five innings, allowing just one run to Salt Lake. He would have had the win, but the bullpen gave it up as the Bees rallied late. The Aviators had an 8-2 lead in the seventh inning and lost the game 9-8, so Harris had no decision. He's 0-1 with a 3.76 ERA. The 38-year-old righty, Cesar Valdez, who would have taken the loss in Game 1 against Harris, but his Bees supported him late with that rally. He's 2-1 with a 7.67 ERA. He'll make the start tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 11:50 in the morning Pacific time on Raider Nation Radio AM 920 for the first pitch at 12:05. Aviators will try for a win to get him a split before they take off for Tacoma after the game tomorrow. The series in Tacoma will begin on Tuesday night from Cheney Stadium. Tuesday day game, I should say. Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, first of six against Seattle's AAA team. Want to give thanks to Chris Chapman for his splendid work producing this one back in the Lotus headquarters. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. Until tomorrow, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine evening from Salt Lake City, where tonight Las Vegas defeated the Salt Lake Bees 4-3. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
And the Denver Nuggets, they didn't just win it, they took it.
Yeah, if you joined the second half of the game and it looked like LA had all the momentum at the end of the third quarter, they were getting fouls. Jokic just committed his fourth foul, so the Lakers were expected to really go on a run. And honestly, they never separated. They never extended that lead there late in the third quarter when Jokic was out. When that happened, I knew the game was going to flip back over to Denver in the fourth quarter when Jokic came back. You're right. It started off pretty tough there for Jokic. He didn't have a great first three quarters, to be honest. But that fourth quarter, he took control. He was spreading the ball around, seeing the floor really well, and took it to the offensive glass. And that's where Denver really, again, I mentioned their size, I mentioned their athleticism and length. I think that's where they really took it to the Lakers in the fourth quarter, is that offensive glass. I think it's super impressive. We know Michael Malone is a great coach. So I'm happy for the Denver team. I'm happy for, you know, all my colleagues and writers there in the Nuggets arena. So I'm excited to see how they do in the NBA Finals. I'm already going to call it. They're up 3-0. I'm already going to call the series over.
I was about to say, if we do see a comeback from down